like the echo, though. It just kind of cracked at the end.
We're back from Focus. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is episode 310. This is the Magnetric episode. And he has a name. I don't really like his Pokemon type. He is the Discharge Pokemon. I feel like that sounds bad.
Oh, but you know what? That's different than what we normally get.
That's true. It's creative, but yeah, it also sounds
the
wrong.
Discharge? Oh, yeah, wow. I've never thought. There's a move called Discharge. I've never thought of it that way before.
For him to be the Discharge Pokemon is just weird. Anyway, this is Unfocused. If you couldn't tell by that conversation, this is a nerd podcast about...
About Discharge.
No, it's not. It's about video games, comics, animes, movies, all that stuff.
Chilling.
We're chilling, yeah. You can find us on, twitch.tv/collision28. Yes. Also, you can contact us on Twitter at
unfocus28. Yes, it is. You know, I mean, I want to freaking...
Maybe we can buy them out.
You know what? The at unfocus Twitter account has not been active in like 8 years, man. I've been like once a year.
You creep on them?
I go creep on them. It's the same freaking last message is still there. The picture's gone now. I heard, though, that you can contact Twitter and like request shit. And if they don't like...
Why haven't you done it?
Because
I'll do it.
I don't know where to go to do it. That's why.
I'll figure it out.
I went to Twitter's like... I don't know how to manage like anything. Or we can hire someone to hack it. That's the other option, too.
Oh, why don't we just do that? You didn't tell me that was an option.
Or if Twitter would allow one more character in their usernames, then we could just get Unfocused Podcasts. But
we're Unfocused Podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We can't fit that last letter.
Damn, Imagine they would allow us. Please get permission for one more letter.
We can't have podcasts without T, you know what I'm saying?
Right? That's right, man. Facts. You're right, AJ. Never said anything true.
We're also on Spotify, guys.
Yeah, check us on Spotify.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
And you can email us at gmail.com.
Unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to ask us any questions or tell us to talk about things, maybe correct something we said in the past.
Collision28.com. All right, I think we did all the things there, right? All
right. Unfocused Weeks.
You want
to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first. You know how we do. Not much. I had to go get my car fixed today. I was there all day. Luckily, it was not too far away from round one. So I was chilling out there for like 2 hours, doing my thing. I'll play a lot of Street Fighter.
Of course you were. I'm sure that was not a coincidence. You went to the one that it was near round one.
I know it wasn't. I mean, it worked out,
Yeah, that's what they all say. Yeah.
So I was playing Street Fighter there for a while, and then this one dude with a bison came through and started whooping my ass.
Bison, oh
yeah.
Shit.
We were close. Like, it was always close, but he always just barely beat me. I was like, fuck. He was pretty good, though.
He was like...
But I was catching on to his tricks, though, he kept doing this. I kept doing this teleport shit where he, like, disappears and he shows up behind you. And I was always managed to block the wrong way.
Oh.
And then finally I caught on, and then I was blocking his shit. And then I memorized his pattern afterwards. Like, all right, he always does that shit. Goes for two lows and an overhead. So I was blocking that shit like nothing after a while. But like, I still wasn't managed. I couldn't get a win. It was always close, but never won. Who are you? I'm using Laura. I'm a Laura player, I guess. You know what's funny too, actually, because I'm playing on arcades, right? And they have that whole there's a whole network thing that works with it, right? Yeah. And I went ahead and I finally changed. For the longest I was no name on the system, and I finally got it to change to AJ Twist, right?
Okay.
And I go and check it out today when I go to play, and I have Japanese characters in there. I'm like, I don't even know what this says. Is that AJ Twist in Japanese? Is that what my name is on there? And I couldn't make it out, but, there's a, technology and stuff, right? There's an app where you can point a camera to shit, and it'll translate it to you. And apparently, it says Large Laura, and that doesn't say AJ Twiz or nothing like that.
Large Laura?
Yeah, like, here's the name. Usually, it'll say no name and my ID number there, but that's what it says instead.
Yeah, that says Laura, Big Laura, or... giant Laura? Maybe?
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Like, I did not, like, type. That was not what I chose as my... I can't even type Japanese,
maybe
first
that's,
off.
Maybe that's a title that you gain for each character, like Large, whoever, Great. Oh, it could be Great.
You think it's Great?
It could be that Great.
Great,
you know?
Laura. What is Okinawa called?
What do you mean?
Does that translate to Large or Great or something like that?
There's the symbol for Big is in there, yeah.
Because for a moment... When I pointed my camera at it, it said Okinawa Lara or Laura.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that's what it is.
So maybe that's what it is. Because when I set up my thing, there's no American cities, because it asks you, like, oh, like, where are you from type of thing, right? There's no American, like, cities or states on there at all. So I was like, all right, what's a cool Japanese place? And I was like, ah, Okinawa, you know. Kill Bill.
I got it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it says that. I don't know. I just thought it was weird that my name's not actually there. Anyways, got my ass whooped in Street Fighter, so I went ahead to Darkstalkers and went to go see if their stick was working. And it was working. I was like, oh, I went to go test it. I was like, oh, shit, it hits corners. For the longest, this round one of their Darkstalkers arcade machines doesn't hit corners. Their gate inside the stick, and if you know how the stick works, it looks like it's a diamond shape and not a square shape. So you only can hit up, down, left, and right. You can't hit corners because of the diamond shape it has in there.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah, that's right.
But it was working. I could hit corners. So I was like, oh, shit, no way. So I started playing, and halfway through, like, I couldn't do any rolls again. Like, what the fuck's happening? And I felt it again. I was like, wait, why is it diamond shaped in there again? And I would be a little bit aggressive with it, and I hear something move, and then it was square again. And I'll move it around a lot again, and it goes back to die. I was like, this thing, something's loose inside, and it keeps moving, shifting over. Like, this is pissing me off. I thought they fixed it. They didn't. Anyways, after that pissed me off, I went to go play that Capcom music game I've been talking about. If anyone was watching the stream before we started right now, I was playing some videos on it. But it's a music game. It's a touch screen, and you got to just touch the you know, little points on the screen. Kind of goes with the beat of the music and all that. You hold points. You hit points onto beat. You flick things around. And so I was playing that, and I got to level 4. I tried a level 40 track today. I've been liking the early 30s, late 20s, like as far as level goes. I'm like, let me try something a little harder just for fun. And I try like a level 38, 36, and I did it. I was like, whoa, let me try a 40 just for kicks. And I played a 40, and I cleared it. I was like, damn. And it was a fun 40, too. It was like a dubstep track, and I've been listening to some dubstep. So, I don't know. I just felt like I knew how the song was going to play out. So, like, I was hitting, like, the right timing of the beats and everything. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just can predict how the song's going to play, and I was able to hit the right beats at the right time. So, I'll end up clearing it. So, I had fun doing that. Played a lot of rounds on that. I also finished reading one of my many comics that I've had for a while. I finished reading this.
Oh, the Super Mario Brothers one. Now that they sell it in little manga form, I've seen it around.
The manga, I believe, is different. Is that you?
I think it's,
oh, okay,
oh,
scared
yeah,
me.
Some freaking horrible shit.
But this is the series that came out of the Nintendo Power. From
yeah, that's what the manga is. It's the same thing.
I know there's a manga, but it's totally a different story, though.
There is a manga for sure of this Nintendo Power one now. It's
oh,
the
yeah?
same thing, but just in a smaller book.
It's a smaller book. Okay, that's interesting. Anyways, I read it. It was pretty cool. I only know one story out of here because that's the one Nintendo Power that I always own. So when I got to that chapter, I was like, oh, I recognize this whole story. But now I get the whole context of it now. but you know what I liked about it, though, is that they made Peach a badass in this story.
Oh, I saw her with the bomb right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, check her out right now. She's dressed in Luigi's outfit because they had to do like a, you know, a trickery type of, you know, swapping thing. And so they put her in Luigi's outfit. But she came through with freaking bombs and shit. She was kicking ass. She actually beat the Koopalings. She kicked their asses real quick to break out of jail.
This is where that game Super Princess Peach came
from.
I wonder
if they got like inspired from this and was like, let's do a whole game. And then like, you know, 20 years later.
Well, the person who was developing games by that point was probably a kid when they read this book, you know?
Maybe. That's cool, yeah. But yeah, I just kind of like how they wrote Peach in this. It was pretty cool. She wasn't like a damsel in distress, you know? She was actually trying to kick her way out. She escaped a couple times. She went to go help. She got captured again. Yeah, you know what happens. Mario got captured too in here too, you know? So it was fun. And it's definitely like, I mean, it's not like exactly based off a video game, but they take references a lot from the Super Mario World, Super Nintendo. It was fun to see characters in there and all that interact, so... That was a fun read. And then I think that's about all I've done, really. Not Street Fighter. Played some Soul Calibur, you know, the usual. Digimon, right. Did some Digimon. I got my sister in Digimon, did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, I got to battle her.
I have a family visit. My sisters are out here, and I taught her how to play Digimon. She actually got into it, which is cool.
That's dope.
And then we've been playing, like, other random board games. Oh, I taught her Stratego. We had fun playing that.
Oh, Jesus. That's why that was out. I was wondering about that.
And we're playing, like, with everyone else, like, code names and stuff. So, you know, good times with those.
Nice. It's board gaming is gaming, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, also this. I forgot. So I bought this a while ago because I knew my niece was coming out here too. And I know she loves Eevees. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this so we can build them together. And then my sister ended up building like over half of them. But I have a bunch of Lego Eevees now. So all the Eeveelutions. And Mega, what is it called? Mega Blocks form. So.
I always thought Glaceon was a little repetitive.
What?
You know.
You never liked Glaceon?
No, I didn't. Not that I don't like Glaceon. I think it's repetitive. We got Vaporeon. It could do water and ice moves.
Oh,
so like,
okay, I
point?
Never thought about that.
You know,
well, now it's pure ice because actually Vaporeon was just water.
No, but he could learn.
He could do
all,
ice.
He could learn
yeah.
all the ice moves. So I was like, eh. You know? Do I need, you know, okay, it's cool, you know, I'm good. Glaceon actually learns ice moves, I guess that's different.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you can teach Vaporeon ice moves. I think it does learn one ice move. Oh, you know what it learned is Haze, and that's an ice move. But it's not
I
an attack.
I feel like he learns other things too, like, or at least in the old build. You know,
you can, I know you can give him TMs to get ice
that's
moves
what I
for
mean.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, yeah.
But not naturally.
I mean, see, I'm talking about before you could even do what you're talking about, like just in general.
Well, you could do TMs back in.
No, that I guess that's what
red
I mean.
And blue,
like,
yeah.
You could teach him any ice TM. You could give yeah. to him. He could have Blizzard. He could have Ice yeah. Beam. Yeah. But, all right. That pretty much covers your unfocused week.
Yeah.
All right, my unfocused week. Man, I actually did quite a few things. I, you know, played some Splatoon as always. I definitely won that hammer, you know?
Oh, yeah, yep.
So that means I played Soul as well. I also got to... I got to see...
It's like Water Tribe and Swap Water Benders, says Tai Chi, referring to the Glaceon Vaporeon thing. That's funny.
You're right. I guess. It didn't used to be, though. That's what I'm saying. They made it separate. And I'm like, okay. I don't even think you can learn ice moves anymore.
You know, would that, well, like, on that track, though, then you can just say, like, what's the point of ice if ice is just, you know, frozen water?
Well, no, because there were always ice Pokemon, but Vaporeon had access to water and ice moves, meaning that that was Eevee's gateway to learn any of those moves. But now they wanted to make more just derivatives just to have more. Like, that's how I knew, like, that's why I stopped caring about Eevees when Glaceon came out. I was like, now you guys are just trying to have more Eevees.
I like Glaceon.
I don't know. I don't like Glaceon. I'm
so,
just saying.
You're a hater.
It's a money grab. You know, it's a money grab, you know? Anyway, other things I did. I watched Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh, yeah. You finished that, right? Final. So we could talk about that.
We could talk about that in a minute. That was pretty crazy.
Well, you watched Black Widow.
I watched
you said,
Black
right?
Widow.
Yeah,
that was
right.
The other thing.
We're finally caught up now.
We'll talk about that in a bit, too. Other things. I think... Oh, yeah, My Hero Academia. I've been watching that, catching up on that, too.
Oh, that's what I wanted to start watching. That's right. I knew there was something I wanted to start watching. I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, there's a piece of news I got to tell you later.
All right.
What else did I do?
Just whisper it.
What is the other shit I wanted to... Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been slowly, like, enhancing and building my fucking Imperial Demon deck.
Still working on that.
Yeah, well, I think I finally got to almost where I want. I'm just on the fence about that Bancho Steamon versus Omnimon. Because some people say you should definitely put Omnimon in your deck if you have him. Like, just, like, don't waste him.
Every time I play my blue deck with my Omnimon on it, I never get to pull it out.
I know.
And if it shows up, it's out of security.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. I was like, I could do it, but I just don't see... Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, there's moments where I could do it, but I just don't seem
Never even had the moment where I could do it, though. Like,
oh.
I've never, like, if I have it in my hand, like, I don't have a level 6 on the field yet. Or if I do have the level 6 on the field, I'm about to win anyways. Like, so, like, I never get it at the time when, like, it actually, like, is useful.
Yeah. Well, I see. That's how I feel about Bancho Stingmon.
Yeah.
See, I feel that way about Bancho Stingmon. Like, how many times I put him in there and I draw him, it's never the right time for him.
Yeah.
Omnimon, I've had the right time where I'm just like, but it's so costly, and I don't know if I should go a different route. Like, I have another option, too, you know?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, man, maybe I should just go the Imperial Demon route. Like, forget about that fool. You know? But it's, I don't know.
You know what I'm thinking of doing? Because I came across a YouTube video where someone made a green deck around Imperial Dramon, which I've seen before, but it's kind of updated with some new shit in it.
Yeah.
A lot of shit is based off the green deck that I bought, and I haven't done anything with it yet. But after seeing that deck, I'm like, maybe I just do that. Since you already have the blue deck and you already have it on lock, like, I don't want to have like a mirror. Like, I know our decks are like slightly different, but it's like it's basically
the
same,
simple.
Right?
Yeah, we go for the same goals.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, maybe I should just go green and just kind of do that. Just
if you want to borrow, some greens, I say borrow because I will want the, I will maybe want to use these greens again.
I think I have two of my own already.
And, I got two more.
And it asked for three. When I'm thinking of, because I have four blues, and I know Danny wants one, so maybe I'll trade Danny for one of his green ones because I think he has green ones. So
I'll trade you off one of them because I think I have three greens. So I'll give you one and
trade
you
one. We'll talk later.
All right, yeah, because you can put them to use. Right now, I don't have any green Imperial Dramons, but I kind of miss them sometimes because it got me extra hits sometimes, you know? I'm like, damn, the fool's kind of dope, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so I've been taking different parts from different YouTubers, and I feel like I've kind of fashioned a really dope deck that's been killing every time so far. Mm-hmm. And so I'm maybe keep it like that.
It's okay.
Then, yeah, that's what you say now. But yeah, since I've changed it, though, I haven't lost. And I'm like, I need to fucking keep it up like this, you know?
Yeah.
Other stuff, I think that's about it.
Catch up on your, like, comic reading and shit?
No, I've been failing at that. I haven't been reading anything.
I like how you're disappointed.
I am myself. I am, man. I fucked it up. I wanted to be reading more. But I haven't. I think that's basically it. Shit, let's talk about reviews then real quick now.
All right.
So let's start with Kenshin, man.
All right.
What did you think about the Rurouni Final Kenshin, Kenshin movie final?
You know, again, because I'm basing it off the manga, right? That's what it's based off of. And they definitely took a lot out, you know, and just gave you the pure basic storyline. Yeah. Which, okay, they did that. They did that really well, yeah. But, like, we didn't get the, I thought about it, but, like, Sanosuke, he has a whole story arc in there that we didn't get. And, like,
man, I was waiting for him to come out with the stitched up sword again.
That would have been cool to see. Yeah, they do random shit in here anyways. Did he bring it in the manga? No.
In the manga he brought it out.
He fixed it, right?
Yeah, it's stitched back together. Like,
yeah, that's right. He did do that. Yeah, we didn't get that. You know,
we didn't get any, honestly, to be fair, we didn't get any cool Sanosuke moments. And don't get me wrong.
Or Yahiko.
That's the first thing I said to my mom when it was over, because me and my mom watched it, because we watched the whole Kenshin thing together before, you know? But yeah, Yahiko, man. The first thing I said to my mom is, wow, Yahiko didn't do anything. They didn't even let him go out there like to try to do something. No. Which I get. They don't have time for all the plot lines. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, I feel like they could have done a little bit more with Yahiko and Sanosuke.
Yeah.
But I hate this Sanosuke anyway. This movie Sanosuke sucks. Like, he just gets on my nerves every movie. I'm just like, just stop it. I'm like, you don't need to be here.
Carlos the same way, actually.
I want to like him, but he's just not, he didn't get it. You know, the actor didn't get it. Or the director said, we need a funny character. You know, like, and he's like, make him funnier, you know?
Like, he's kind of a funny character already. Just make him funnier.
Yeah, right?
He's our funny guy. Taiji even says he used it for like one swing and it broke again.
Yeah, he used it to block a cannonball, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
To like defend the Akabeko.
I like that they brought that guy out though, the dude with the cannon. Like, we didn't get the whole backstory with him though, which kind of sucked, but like, we got him in there. I like the fool with the claws with the army pants. I thought his look was like almost like spot on, like straight out the manga.
Damn, Taichi says that he recast Yahiko for every movie, and I didn't even notice.
Oh, really? They did?
I didn't even notice. Oh, shit. I feel like an asshole now.
That, seriously.
Wow, I didn't even notice.
I had no idea. I was like excited, like, oh, they have the same characters again. Cool, the same.
I know. That's what I thought the whole movie, bro. Oh, we got the whole same cast, huh? That's cool.
But then again, like, I haven't, like, you know, most movies I go and rewatch them. I haven't rewatched all these movies, so maybe I would have noticed it eventually. And then also, like, the fight was cool at the end.
I was mad Sanosuke didn't fight the martial arts guy with the fucking armored baggy clothes.
Right, because that was their fight,
and they had Sanosuke going there and he got there when the guy was gone. I was like, what's up with that rug pull? Like, that wasn't even a cool rug pull. If you can do a rug pull from someone, you should have had someone else be there, so I'd be surprised. But you just made no one there, like, and he just doesn't get to fight. I was like, what? This is weird.
And then also too, like, I was like getting excited because what's his name, Inishi came through with the bag, like body bag over his shoulders, right? I was like, oh shit, they're doing the Karu thing. No, it was just a dead freaking Cho. I don't remember them killing Cho in the manga though.
No, they might have. I know Cho was involved.
Yeah, I know he's involved, but
then he stopped showing up after a while, so like, maybe they did kill him.
Oh,
in the
maybe
manga.
They did. I don't remember.
Sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't remember either. He's right.
That's true. That's I didn't think
point.
About that.
All right, Taichi. 1 point. That's true. He couldn't be that kid from the first one. There's no way.
Yeah, because it's been like eight. Yeah, it's been like 8 years, right? So,
you know what?
It would have been like a teenager and shit, fucking a full-grown adult kids.
You know what I didn't like about the? I know it sounds. I'm complaining before I get to the cool shit. So just don't think I hate the movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what I didn't like about this fucking movie, bro? Right. Why is his hair not red? His hair was borderline black. It was like so dark.
It was just super dark.
No, man, that shit wasn't red. I was disappointed. There were other characters that had more red looking hair than Kenshin. I was like, I'm getting a little mad.
It's because, you know, like back in the day, he was that manslayer. That's where all that blood came. That's why his hair was so red. But he doesn't kill anymore. So all that blood is washed out.
I'm
going
to kill you if you keep talking right now. Oh man,
I don't know though.
It was bothering me the whole movie. I'm like, damn, why isn't his hair red, man? I'm like,
was it red in the beginning?
The first movie? Yeah, in the last two movies, it was pretty red. Like, and this one, that's why it was weird. I don't know. Maybe the actor had like a contract for a different movie, so he couldn't do the full red thing. You know, like just like Henry Cavill with Mission Impossible. They continue to use him as a spy for the police.
Talking about Cho, which
is
true.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So, it was... The whole thing with Cho actually being a good guy was, like, kind of weird to me, too. I felt like I didn't really, like... Because first it was that Cho was a traitor, and then at the last minute, Cho decided he was going to try to kill Inishi. But that didn't work. It just all felt kind of like...
He's like a double-double agent or some shit, right? Hey, like a triple agent or something like that.
But he still let Saito's men die. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Mean, that seems about like up his alley anyways.
I don't know, man. It was just weird, I guess. But yeah, you know, okay. I think that's my only... I think we're done with the complaints, right? Do you have any other complaints? Any other weird things before we talk about
the army. Like, you know how Inishi had that one bodyguard dude, and he had those four bodyguard dudes?
The four guardians, the brothers. Yeah.
They all had, like, master a different style, different weapon, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you get to see him fight at all? Like, man. I was hoping for them to, like, oh, they're there. Like, why would you even show us them?
Dude,
They weren't going to do anything.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, they're there. I remember they're walking with that one guy. I was like, oh, okay, they're there. The four guardian guys. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, and shit started happening, and then, you know, Saito and Sanosuke and Aoshi didn't show up. I'm like, okay, maybe Kenshin will fight all four of them by himself.
Yeah.
No. Mm. No, they didn't do anything.
They didn't do a damn thing. They could have easily, like, saved some money and, like, just ride him out and just have the one bodyguard. And that would have been cool. That would have been fine. Don't tease me with these four guys that are not going to do anything, though. Yeah, that's my only other gripe.
Yeah, that was weird.
Otherwise, yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, the action was cool. Like, you know, the parts they pulled out of the manga were like, wow, that, like, I like how they pulled that out, like how they addressed that.
The story was tighter too than the manga. I mean, like, obviously the manga had more cool things and more in-depth stuff.
Yeah.
I like how this one did get to the point,
mm-hmm.
but didn't lose too much of the heart of the story. You know?
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
You know, okay, so one switch up. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, AJ. There's a big ass double edged sword in this episode. No pun intended.
Yeah, I was gonna say there might be a few of those.
Right, in this episode of the movie, which specifically against like four and against me, because two of my favorite characters make appearances in this movie. One is Aoshi Shinomori.
Right.
But he kind of goes out like a chump. Like I was like, what? Like you got injured like that, and now you're just out like. I
don't think he was like out. Like I think they just cut. Like okay, like oh, this is a tough battle for him, and he just cut away. You know, he's not gonna win.
He got hurt, and then like he wasn't fighting anymore. And then she said she's fighting for Aoshi.
That's right.
I'm like, Misa, what? I'm like, he got hurt that bad that he can't fight. I'm like, if I remember, like his leg got sliced or his arm got sliced or something. Am I wrong?
Take a break, you know. Yeah.
It's fucking.
I don't remember what happened. I
remember the injury.
I was excited over seeing Misao do shit, though.
I mean, I know you were because you love Misao. And she was dope. I liked her role in it.
Yeah.
But I was just waiting for Aoshi to fucking show up again the whole time, and he didn't. I was like, Aoshi Shinomori, man. Like, but I don't know if you
everyone at the end, everyone that was fighting, you don't get to see what happened at the end. Like, none of them.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I didn't even think of it that way, AJ. You're right. You don't really get to see
like,
what happened.
No goodbyes, no thank yous.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. No thank yous either, huh? That's really odd.
And then,
which makes it even more puzzling, the next movie is going to be a prequel. Like, what? Mm. Like, it's a headache. And it's going to be like Reflection, where it'll be a prequel and an epilogue.
Hopefully, that's cool, because they already showed us a lot from that series, like in that little story in the middle. So,
and maybe if they do it, an epilogue, they'll get the actor who played Yahiko the first time to come back as Yahiko as the master now.
And he'll be
as the blade catching master.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I want to see that at least.
That'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Other thing.
Other cameo.
Oh, yeah. So I was mad about Aoshi. As mad as I was about Aoshi, I was equally surprised and happy about my second favorite character right behind Aoshi. Mm. Sojiro the Tenkin fucking came back from downtown. You know, I was like, oh shit. Like first he showed up and I was like, oh shit, Kenshin's gonna have to fight him again?
Yeah.
And I was like, that actually does make sense. He's probably mad at him for killing Shishio or for beating Shishio, you know?
No, I knew he was coming as help. Like, I'm like, this is too weird to have him come back, like, as an enemy. I'm like, and then, remembering the resolve he had at the end of the second season, yeah. I was like, no, he's gonna switch side. He has to switch side. He has to be, like, on Kenshin's side right now. And yeah, sure enough, like.
Well, I mean, they said they hired. I mean, I guess I was just obviously. I was just surprised that he was there. And I was like, they said they hired him as, you know, as a heavy arm against Kenshin. And I was like, oh, shit. It's like, you took a job against Kenshin? And that's. Yeah, the fact that I had to ask myself that question so hard should have told me that no, obviously he's not going to do that. Like, yeah. He doesn't care about money. Like, why would he do
that?
You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking so true.
And, like, I'm pretty sure he's more humble than that. Like, he accepted his loss and everything, right? So, like, I don't think he's going to go back for revenge or some shit. Yeah. So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that was cool to see him. One thing I didn't like though is the way he was setting up his what's it called?
His Shintetsu.
Yeah. The way he was bouncing his toe.
I mean, honestly,
he was putting way too much hop into it.
Yeah, honestly, I never thought it looked good in the movies. It doesn't look good in the movies. Like,
no.
It's dope.
I don't think he's doing it right.
Well, it's dope once he's doing it, but in every movie...
But the setup for it just looks weird.
Exactly. In every movie, I found it weird when he's getting ready for it. Yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't someone slash you in your face right the fuck now when they see you doing this stupid hop? Like, yeah. I was like, I wouldn't let somebody do that stupid-ass hop. Especially if I saw them do what they did the first time after. Like, I'm not gonna let you do that again. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's weird to me. But, you know, I did like the depiction of their strength. Like, it was dope how they did it. Like, when they strike someone... That guy gets hit back so hard he falls back into the whole fucking crew of people. Like, yeah, because you can imagine how hard they had to hit that one guy to knock that many fucking guys back.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking hard. Like, that's a hard hit. Like, you know.
True.
So I like how they depicted that, how they were cutting through all of them and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how you make an anime feel live action. Like, I don't know, something about that felt right to me.
Yeah, like, to show the power, to actually show how hard he's hitting is, show that force. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That does make it good, though.
I also didn't like how... We don't know if Sojiro survived at the end, like you said.
Again, we don't know fate of anyone at the end of that.
Yeah, it was so dope at the end. He was like, leave this to me. But him and Kenshin were fighting that big group of people equally. So, like, him being left, and then they were all circling him at the end, and he started doing his little hop again.
Yeah.
And I was like,
weirdly.
I just don't see how you're going to survive this right now. And then the fact that they don't go back to him kind of makes me feel like, are you guys going to say he's dead? I'm like, that's weak, man. Like, you better explain that shit, you know? Like, I don't know. That was weird, but it was cool, though. It was dope.
It was so good, yeah.
His fight with...
We're missing some things, but it was good.
Yeah, dude, his fight with Inishi was dope.
I liked it. I feel like there's a couple of key, like finishers or moves like that were in the manga that we're missing, but...
They left out the whole narrative that he could counter the Amakake or Ryu no Hirameki.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, remember how he amplifies his own, like, senses?
Yeah, and you know, and that is even rooted in martial arts. They say the lower your center of gravity, the more, like, you can
that
kind
whole
of
thing,
like,
yeah.
Feel what's going on in the battlefield. Like,
yeah, no, and Ishii does this thing, too, where he amplifies his senses, where he can, like, feel everything and hear it. He's just super sensitive to everything. And to counteract it, Kenshin, like, does some weird move that doesn't hit, but it makes this loud whistling sound that just fucks with his ears.
Or
he clicks his sheath.
Yeah, what he does is...
Something like that,
was
right?
It was a Hiten Mitsurugi style move that he never has a use for.
Yeah,
where he draws it like he's about to swing on it, but instead he pulls it back, and then it fucking reverberates the sound of him sheathing the sword.
Yeah,
and it rings out.
Yeah,
and that fucked with his ears. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like...
I would like to see that. That was a cool moment. Like, how Kenshin just thought about that on the spot. I was like, what was the move is that? I was like, yeah, I want to use it.
I knew they weren't going to do that when they didn't set it up. Like,
yeah.
when they first, like, fought him or, like, clashed with him, like, they didn't do anything to show that he was really good at sensing shit. Mm. He just seemed like a dope-ass martial artist.
That's
like,
true, too,
he's
yeah.
just going to fuck you up because he's using different fighting style.
Oh, speaking of which, too, did you watch it with subtitles and Japanese audio, or did you watch it with an English audio?
No, I watched subtitles. Wait.
Okay.
Because, you told me. Yeah, oh, I forgot.
Because it was by accident. It just happened to be like, it's on Netflix, guys, by the way, if anyone wants to watch it.
Oh,
but on
I forgot.
Netflix, when I started watching it, it was in English audio, but I didn't realize it right away because the whole beginning starts with everyone speaking in Chinese. And right away, I caught it like, wait, this doesn't sound like Japanese. And then I was getting subtitles. Everything looked like it was right, except for the way it sounded. And then someone started talking English. So I was like, whoa, like, okay, they're speaking Chinese. That's what we're hearing in Chinese. And when they're speaking Japanese, we're getting it in English. But when Kenshin came through, I swear he sounded like the anime dub version of Kenshin. Like, it just sounded so good.
You told me, and I totally forgot, man. I meant to watch it with the English dub.
If it wasn't the exact guy, it was super close. Like, it was good. And I was like, I kept it in English just because of that.
Damn, now I want to watch it again. I might have to. It was a good movie. Yeah, the fight scenes with Inishi I thought were super dope. I love how he kept turning the reverse blade sword on him, which is a big thing in the anime.
Yeah.
They always try to, like, it's a metaphor, too. You know, this is your own blade against you for what you've done. And, you know, that's why he carries it.
Yeah.
I also kind of don't, I like how they left it how it was in the anime, because that was one thing I kind of didn't like about the manga, that he was able to counter the Amakakiru Ryuno Hirameki.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that.
No?
I mean, it was cool, because eventually he caught him with the one he did on Shishio, the second hit. It was cool, you know? But, like, I didn't like that someone...
He survived it, though.
Yeah, he did survive it. Yeah, that's right. But I just didn't like that he could counter it. Like, it was just kind of weird to me. So I kind of like how in the movie, they didn't do all that. Like...
Mm.
The ultimate move is still the ultimate fucking move. Like, it wins. It's the ultimate move. Sorry. Like, that's the whole point of it. Like, it's the best move in the style that's already the fastest fucking style in the whole universe they have going. So, I don't know. I kind of liked it. I kind of liked how they kept it at that. And it was dope when he did it. Because if you're a fan and you really know, you knew that was the final move that Kenshin did. He put the blade back in specifically. Mm-hmm. They zoomed in on the fucking second step, you know, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I like how he, like, launched up and, like, it was dope. It was cool.
I liked it, too. Yeah, the fight scenes were good for sure.
Yeah.
I had nothing else to say about it, though.
Yeah, I guess me either. There's nothing else. They pretty much covered everything else.
I'm just waiting for that next one now.
Yeah. I don't... Hopefully it's Reflection.
Maybe we'll get our, like, you know, what happened to the other characters afterwards, like, in there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. I hope it's Reflection. That's what I mean when I say that. I hope it has an epilogue in it, too.
All right, Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Should we spoiler music this?
Or? Oh, yeah, let's do the spoiler thing.
Okay, is 3 weeks enough now?
No, spoiler stuff.
All right.
Until it shows up on Disney Plus, I feel like we've got to...
Oh, wait, my bad. That's the wrong... I meant this one.
I missed that. Spoilers.
Oh, it's not Loki.
Guys, spoilers for Black Widow. We're not gonna. If you see these red lights up here, then you know you don't want to be. Then you don't want to be here if you haven't seen it yet.
We're talking about Black Widow, the new Marvel movie. Came out. Disney Plus came out theaters a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, fuck out.
Fuck out of here. Last warning. We're talking about Black Widow.
It is on Disney Plus for a price. That's correct.
Yeah,
yes,
that's how I'm sorry. That's how I watched it. It's for quite a price. but, you know, I thought it was worth it. I liked it. It was really good. AJ, what did you think generally before we get into it? Generally, what did you think about
it? I thought it was really good. It was cool. I had questions to make me feel more better or more worse about it. But it was cool. It was a good movie. I was glad to see her character kind of more developed and everything. As I was talking about in the past, too, I was watching all the Black Widow movies that she had appeared in previously in the MCU up until that point. And then after watching Black Widow, I went ahead and watched Infinity War and Endgame. And it made Endgame hit a little harder after watching that whole thing, too.
Okay.
So I like that. Got that connection there. Like, it wasn't, like, I keep on saying this too, like, it wasn't amazing, like, you know, like a Winter Soldier or even, like, you know, Infinity War, Endgame, like that. But it wasn't, like, one of the horrible ones either. Like, it's in the middle there somewhere. So it wasn't the best movie, but it wasn't bad at all. It's definitely worth a shot going and seeing for sure. Especially if you like the character and, you know, you want that, you know, extra development with the character and all that. Definitely check it out. I like the whole family thing. I like that everyone like liked each other but hated each other at the same time. That whole dynamic they had throughout the whole thing.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun to kind of experience. The new Black Widow, Elena, she's fun. I like her a lot. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked Elena a lot too. They know how to make new characters really fucking likable. They have a magic touch for that for sure. Like, because every time I know they're gonna bring me into a new character, I'm like, man, I'm always thinking, am I gonna like them?
Yeah,
I always fucking do. Like they never fuck it up. It's crazy, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Taskmaster though,
I you know what? I have two minds about Taskmaster, man. One is he's not like the comic one, so that's a little bit.
Yeah, I knew that for sure.
It's a little bit annoying for that reason, but you know, it does.
So what is his origin story in the comics like?
So Tony Masters.
Oh, he's a Tony Masters.
His name is Tony Masters, and I think they call her Antonia Masters.
Right? Yes.
Like, which they did this with Flag Smasher just recently.
Yeah.
But like the thing is that he has a natural ability to catch things and to copy things by visual notice. And what he does is he takes
kind of like a photographic memory, but like action wise.
Yeah, but yeah,
there's a word for that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but yeah, it's definitely like the shotting gun. You know, basically.
Oh, she was Dracov, by the way.
Antonia Dracov. There you go. But yeah, so basically, it's almost like a shotting gun type of thing. Like he sees something, mm-hmm. he sees someone doing something, he can kind of do it. But you know, obviously if he doesn't have their level of physical skill, then he can't really like,
okay. So he has a limitation.
He has a limitation, but what he did was he took some kind of chemical shit that enhanced
chemical
his physical.
X.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. He had someone experiment on him or hit him with some chemical shit that enhanced his physical abilities so that it sharpened his copy abilities and it fucking made him more physically capable of things.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now he still can't do things like. He can copy Spider-Man moves, but he still fucks himself up if he tries to do it as efficiently as Spider-Man, or like as fast as him, or like as strong as him. Like,
yeah,
that'll fuck him up. You know, he doesn't like to do shit
like
that.
Okay, I get him.
But so he basically likes to tap more grounded people like Captain America, you know, Hawkeye, Black Panther, like we saw in the movie.
Yep, yep.
He cannot copy powers. He can only copy movements.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how he slips. Now, so the movies kind of did the same thing, like he said his daughter did have a physical skill, a natural skill for copying and for noticing things and details.
Yeah.
And he basically just honed that in and enhanced it, you know, with their program and with the chip inside of her.
Yeah. But I guess apparently she was dying because of what Black Widow did.
Yeah, she tried to bomb Dracov and caught the little girl in the blast, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think she meant to do that, though. I thought she felt so bad about it.
I want to say she meant to do it, but... The girl was there, and she was like, well, this is my chance to get him.
Yeah, it was more like a fuck it moment. Like, this is a good, perfect opportunity type of moment. Like,
yeah, I feel like she also rationalized in her mind that I'll be saving so many other little girls, you know, and that wasn't the right way to do it.
Yeah.
That's not what a hero would do.
The daughter survived, grew up, and to save her life made her, like, half cyborg, I guess, right? Because they were able to, like, load information into her brain and all that.
Yeah, he said there's a chip in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did something to her, which was different. Like, I was like, that's kind of weird, but... All right, fine. And I don't know. At the end of it, I feel like Taskmaster was more of a throwaway character at the end of the whole thing. I don't know.
Well, here's
that's the one thing I was disappointed. Cause lately they've had a way of preserving their villains and all that.
Well, Taskmaster is still out there.
Oh, that's true. I guess it's not completely gone.
I still think Taskmaster.
I think we should have gotten more Taskmaster. That's the other thing I was upset about.
I think Taskmaster is definitely going to be in Dark Avengers because he's left over. She's left over. And she's still a tool that can be controlled to some degree with a chip.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we don't see, which actually was a deleted scene, which I thought was dumb. The only thing that I thought was dumb about the movie is that we don't see what happens when Natasha gets pulled over by the fucking government. You know, when she's standing there over Taskmaster and she tells her family to run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how'd she get away from all that?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you're just cool? Like, because they're like 2 weeks later and she's just walking around in a field, like, all good. Like, wait, they've been looking for her the whole movie. You guys need to explain how she got out of that.
True.
That's my only beef with the whole movie, if you ask me personally.
I think that Cap Belt got her out. Because they were on the run, right? So I think because everyone was captured and Steve Rogers or Captain America came through and freed everyone for like the wrath and all that.
No, we never saw Natasha captured in that wrath moment. She wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there. Maybe she was somewhere else. But we know that Cap went ahead and fucking broke everyone out of jail or wherever they're at, right? So maybe she got captured. Maybe she was in jail, but Steve Rogers came through and rescued her or saved her or broke her out of wherever she was at.
Yeah, but
because obviously they're able to do that because they broke off what's his name, the Guardian, right?
Yeah, but see, at that point we're writing it for them now.
Yeah, we always do. You know how we do here.
No, that's to the point where I'm like, they should have told us.
They should have told us that.
Like,
yeah.
That's kind of important. I feel like
that's kind of my thought process there.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not saying that she couldn't outsmart General Ross. It just would have been nice to see it happen. Or, you know, I'm not saying she couldn't have beat the hell out of all those fucking soldiers. Like, I just
like
to see it happen.
Says, I bet it was another thank you for a cooperation situations.
Yeah, exactly. Like, outsmarting them. I get it. Like, I feel like that's probably what happened, but I would have liked to see it to know, because I don't know. Like, you know?
We don't know what happened.
But it's fine, I guess. Everything else in the movie is great, so I'm cool with it. The one last thing I was going to say about Taskmaster, I actually think for what Taskmaster was in the movie, it works. Because it's a blend of, it needed to be a woman. It couldn't be a regular dude. It had to have somebody from the Red Room. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I was like, otherwise it wouldn't really connect to itself. It would just feel like they brought him in there.
Did it have to be a Taskmaster though? Could it have been like some other character maybe?
I don't know many other Black Widow villains. Oh, okay. I mean, and I only know him because he's an Avengers villain in general. You know what I mean? Okay. That's the only reason I really know about Taskmaster like that. Mm. So I don't know anyone else that would have fit better in his place.
Like, I didn't think about that till right now, but okay. Well, you thought it was a good fit for it then all right, I'm happy.
Well, I just mean for a movie, I feel like it was a good fit, and it was a good way to go with the character if they were going to use the Red Room as part of it. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. I feel like there should have been more Taskmaster.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, because I was a little...
More Guardian too. I feel like they had that one fight and that was it.
Yeah, Red Guardian, there should have been more. And so I found out, because the director has done some interviews in the past week or so, I found out that apparently there were more scenes with Red Guardian, more scenes with Taskmaster, but they cut them out for time's sake, you know, and for efficiency of the story's sake, which I get it, because the story was very efficient. That's one thing I don't think anyone can complain.
Was.
Like, everything was good to the point. Everything that happened mattered to, like, the point. Like, I felt like it was a very efficient Marvel story.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, Doctor Strange, where there's a lot of fluff at some points, you know, where you're like, or Captain Marvel, like, there's some points you don't really need.
Right.
Like, you know, it feels like you're filling in time or adding things that don't matter.
And that movie was already pretty long, too. It was a 2-hour movie, I think.
Yeah, it was long.
Yeah. Like, it didn't feel long thinking about it, but, like, going thinking about it now, I was like, that was a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, yeah. And, so I definitely think that's the thing. And I do think Taskmaster, like, Tai Chi's bringing up the Dark Avengers and Flash Thunderbolts. I do think that's a thing, especially for Taskmaster, because imagine how mad Yelena would be if she saw fucking Taskmaster on the Dark Avengers and they're like, hey, like, they're like, relax, like, you know,
that'd be weird. Yeah,
yeah, like, that could be a dynamic that's in there, and that could be part of a future to Yelena trading sides from the Dark Avengers to the real Avengers,
right?
Which that is a theme for Black Widow, because she's already changed from one bad Avengers team to another for Scarlet, you know.
Yeah
So I could see that happening again as a cycle with Yelena.
Okay.
You know, that's just an idea there.
Yeah.
Man, we got to really cut these segments and make these their own separate videos. This is pretty good stuff we talk about here. Other things you want to mention about that movie?
One thing I want to mention, too, also what I mentioned to a lot of you guys previously, was that the movie felt dated. This movie didn't feel like it was a new movie to me. It felt like an old movie. I know it was filmed and done like over a year ago. We were supposed to have this movie a whole year ago. But it felt like it was a little older than that for some reason. I'm not sure because of the time that it was supposed to take place in, which you know, between, what, Civil War and everything else.
I would assume that's why.
And you think that's why it feels like that? Like, yeah, they're just that good again, that feeling in there?
Well, there's that, and then also our times have changed since that movie. So some of the things that are happening in that movie to regular everyday people are not things that we're dealing with anymore.
Yeah, that too. I think that's the other thing that felt weird about it, too.
I think we've had a... What do they say? A shift in consciousness. So, like, we all look at everything differently now, you know?
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's the only gripe I had with it. Not gripe, but, like, it just felt weird. Like, it's still good, but it just felt like it's an older movie, even though it just came out.
Yeah.
That could be also because I watched it at home and not in the theater. That could be a thing, too, maybe. I don't know.
That's true. And, you know, our boy Tai Chi points out that Captain Marvel felt like it was made in the 90s. It
felt like it was made in the 90s, but it felt like a new movie portraying that. This one just felt like it was just like actually made 10 years ago. Like, it just had
saying.
That feeling
that's
it.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's just a feeling I had from it watching it the whole time.
Now I feel like I got to see it again and think about it different, like, just with that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know why I had that feeling throughout the whole thing. Yeah. Even though the time period, even though it's supposed to be like just a couple years old, like as far as its timeline goes, it just felt like it was way, I don't know why.
You know what I respect?
Maybe because she was in Russia.
You know what I respect about this movie?
Or wherever she was. Where were you? Right?
Yeah, Russia.
Was it Russia? Yeah.
Which, why would they be speaking English?
You know.
Whatever. Let's not think about that too
much. It's the common tongue.
All right. The common tongue, yeah. So question. Something very interesting to me I thought was cool about the movie, though, was One, the family dynamic and the bickering, I really liked all that about them, especially between the sisters. That shit was pretty cool, man. They did a good job of just making it feel like they really were a family, even though they know that they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it almost made them feel more like family when they're forced together, you know? Like, family doesn't choose each other. So it's pretty interesting. Cool dynamics.
I like that, yeah.
Now, other things, there was something I wanted to bring up about Yelena, I thought. Oh, yeah, I was going to credit this movie for about how dark it was. Like, there was a lot of blood in this Marvel movie. How many Marvel movies have you seen with that much blood in it, bro? There's, like, people laying on the ground with blood on the floor and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like, and especially in the beginning when we should cut to open our own leg to
That
like,
was a scene. Like, yeah,
that's true.
Soldiers dead on the floor and stuff. I was like, wow, you guys are, like, you know, Marvel, there's always soldiers dead on the floor, but this time there were piles of blood next to them and stuff. I was like, oh, shit, you guys are allowed to do this
Maybe
now?
That's why it felt different. Oh, no.
maybe it felt like
maybe I just haven't seen blood in so long. It felt old to me.
Someone also said that they tried to get the Mission Impossible people to work on this movie, and there's a lot of scenes that kind of mimic Mission Impossible, so maybe that's also why it feels dated, because they're mimicking a movie that was older than that, and this movie's older than now. Yeah. So maybe that's part of what it is, AJ. You could be right about that. But yeah, I thought it was very... And then they talked about some things that you just wouldn't think you would hear in a Marvel movie. They start talking about cutting out their uterus and stuff like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Which, you know, we know. They said they sterilized her, and we know it, we all knew what that meant in Ultron, you know?
Oh, but, yeah, they were talking about uteruses in there, yeah.
Yeah, and like they come out and they rip your reproductive organs out, and he was like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, she's like, yeah, that's what happened, Dad.
Where did she like, yeah, I didn't make it to the Fallopian tubes yet. Like, did she say some shit like
that? Yeah, yeah, and he was like, oh. I was like, man.
Yeah, it was different. That's true, too. I don't know why that is. That's interesting.
It's very edgy. Well, I think they were trying to differentiate it. Like, this is a spy movie. Like, this is, you know, like, this is a... People are getting
spy
assassinated.
Are
she's an assassin, you know? Like, it is an old concept. James Bond. It felt very James Bond, you know? Like,
yeah.
A family of James Bonds, basically.
What about the ending, though?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the after credits scene, huh? Is that what you mean?
Yep.
I love it. I was surprised. I could tell that we were supposed to see this before Captain America.
Falcon
and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I could tell. Because I felt like...
I still had the same feeling, though. Like, I feel like it still worked either way.
Yeah,
but
it still
works.
But I
can tell that this was supposed to be first, and then we're supposed to get that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, either way, it still works.
Yeah, and I'm happy that it still works.
I think this way it worked better, because we didn't like... freaking John Walker. We didn't like U.S. Agent. So to see U.S. Agent be first to be like recruited, yeah. And then to see Yelena, who we see as kind of good, but looks like she's going to be tricked to being bad, like that just felt different, you know? If we saw her being tricked to being bad, you know, and then saw John Walker, then I don't know. I feel like that would give us different feelings in it. But now we're like in the oh no type of feeling where like now we're like, I guess we're still like, I don't know. It just, I can see it being different in a way.
No, I guess, you know, it sets up a more progressive feeling about her being conniving. Like, we weren't sure with John Walker, like, what her deal is. But now with this, now we know she's a bitch. Like, she's actually trying to have the Avengers killed.
That's true.
Like,
that's crazy. Thank you, T. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
All right.
But yeah, and then she's set up Hawkeye, which is going to be a TV series, right, on Disney Plus.
Yes.
So that's kind of crazy.
And we've known that she's been casted in it for a while. But
I didn't know that.
I told you, actually. I showed you the casting.
I don't remember it.
Well, anyway, we talked about it, but we just didn't know she would be in there at this capacity. She's going to be after him. So he's probably going to have three villains after him now. It's the Swordsman, the Tracksuit
Mafia. Maybe even
Mafia.
Foe.
Maybe, because there's rumors saying that Kingpin's in the Hawkeye show.
I've heard that rumor, yes.
Maybe even Foe.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be Foe. But we know for sure he's going to have to be dealing with Swordsman, the Tracksuit Mafia, Yelena Belova, and now maybe Kingpin. Who knows?
That's
crazy. If it's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Hawkeye show, man. I'm excited now.
You think Black Widow could have been a Disney Plus series?
I think, here's something interesting I was just telling my lady the other day. This movie felt like... I think I heard someone else say this, and it just really struck me. Because
I feel like it could have been that way, and it could have given us a little more.
Well, someone said something on a channel that I was watching reviews of, and I really rung true. They're like, this felt like the third movie in a trilogy we never got. And I was like, damn, that's the realest shit ever, because I felt like we should have seen more of the things that they were talking about.
Yeah.
And Ultron gave us flashes of these things.
Yep.
But not enough to hold on to anything.
Yeah.
So if I would have seen maybe one more Black Widow movie before this one, like, I could have been more happy, you know, like.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
But if you, like, do what I did, go back and watch all the Black Widow movies, I was pulling out shit from, like, all the movies, like, oh, I want to hear about that in the movie. I think a lot of the things were addressed, and even stuff that I wasn't sure. Like, Loki mentioned Daughter of Dracoff.
Oh, I know.
I was like, Daughter of Dracoff. I was like, okay, I got to remember that, and see, and it did come up, and I was excited. I was like, oh, that actually came up.
I was like.
That got paid off.
Yeah,
finally.
I was like, wow, they really planned ahead. So they've known this Black Widow story in their head. They just didn't know what they're going to put in the movie. But they've always known what her story was. Yeah. Like that, I like that.
Yeah, and then the whole thing that she mentioned with Bruce Banner about being sterilized, you know, and then we got a little more detail about that later on. So, like, I feel like
fallopian
they took,
tubes.
Exactly, yeah. So they took a little bit out of every movie and kind of, like, you know, gave us a little bit more context to it. Just a bit more. It wasn't, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
But, like, well the Dracoff thing was a big thing for sure. But, yeah, so I think if you watched it that way or and took those pieces out of each one, I think you might have gotten your first movie right there.
Yeah, it's true. I would have actually liked the movie, you know? Like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Also, I really like Yelena's fucking suicidal attitude. That shit's hilarious.
That was, like,
saw the avalanche, like, this would be a cool way to die.
Like, was it something else? Like, oh, that would have been a cool way to die. Like, she said that a couple times.
Oh, when they were dissecting her, she's like, this wouldn't be cool. This would be a lame way to die or something like that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, when she was about to take out that fucker,
Dracoff?
Dracoff. She's about to throw that thing in the engine. She's like, this was fun. before she blew that shit up, I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. Like, she's a really likable character.
Yeah, she's cool.
Mission accomplished, Marvel. We're ready for Dark Avengers now. Like, I already got two characters I'll enjoy, you know, between her and John Walker. You know, I'll enjoy how bad he is and stuff. Or and et cetera, et cetera.
You think we'll see because we have Abomination coming out in Shang-Chi, right?
I feel like that's the whole point of Shang-Chi.
You think she's gonna Val's gonna show up there and recruit Abomination at the end of that movie, maybe?
100%. I think that's the whole. No, I don't.
No,
I think this Shang-Chi is to put Abomination in a position for She-Hulk, and She-Hulk's ending will have.
Okay, because they have a She-Hulk show coming up. That's right.
Yeah, and Abomination's cast in it. The actor who plays Abomination is casted in.
Cool.
She-Hulk.
Okay.
So I think this is to put She-Hulk into position. She's probably going to put Abomination in jail in some way, and then Homegirl's probably going to break him out.
The other thing, too, in addition to, like, people looking, like, setting up for, like, a Dark Avengers and Thunderbolts and everything, right? Thunderbolt Ross was in the movie, right?
He was?
Because she was chasing Black Widow.
But that was a waste of a cameo, I felt like.
But, like, she mentioned to him, like, oh, you're looking a little more sickly and shit like that, right? And then I don't know where I heard this from, but someone mentioned
about a heart transplant.
Yeah, like, is that your second transplant or something like that? Right. So we know that he's, like, super sick, right?
Yeah.
So in order for him to become Red Hulk, maybe he needs to experiment with his health in some way, and that's how we get the Red Hulk.
That's pretty good, AJ. I didn't even consider.
I don't know where I heard that. I'm not sure if we're
they said he's had another triple bypass.
Yeah.
And I believe that was in that movie where Iron Man cameoed. They mentioned something about him having a heart condition too. Oh, the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk.
No, it had to be like.
No, the Incredible Hulk is where Iron Man cameos at the end, and they mention his heart condition having, you know. He said they're drinking and smoking, and somebody's like, "You sure you should?" I think Tony asked him, "You sure you should be drinking with your issues?"
Yeah.
And like,
I remember that now.
And so I feel like, maybe you're right, bro. Maybe they were always setting that up.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I hadn't thought about
that. Yeah, because, like, they brought it up again. I'm like, that's kind of weird to bring up. And, like, I don't know where I heard that whole, like, what they're setting up, you know, him experimenting with his health and something goes wrong. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know where I heard that. But
maybe that's why he's after the Hulk. He wants his fucking DNA so he can save himself.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's Greg.
Maybe he wants it for Greg.
Damn. maybe we're stumbling onto a plot for She-Hulk here, too. So I guess we'll see.
Well, yeah.
All right, but was there anything else you want to mention?
I think I'm good.
I think I'm good too, man. Let's jump into some news real quick.
All right. Oh, wrong button. Oh, wrong button again. Okay. This is the news.
The news.
Yeah.
What? Let's get it.
All right. T's not here, so I'm going to start with some news. I guess the first thing I'll start with is, like, this weird Netflix story I heard. Apparently, Netflix wants to. They said this recently. They want to start to producing, or they want to produce fandom. They want to focus on fandom, is what Netflix wants to do.
Oh, I've been hearing that a lot lately. Yeah.
They also want to start doing games. That's another thing they mentioned like a week later. Like they're going to start doing some video games pretty soon, too, which they already tried something with that Black Mirror stuff, right? That them dipping their toe in there.
I heard it was pretty decent. Yeah. It was a choose-your-own-adventure type of thing where you just kind of, choose your own adventure. Like they give you options, and the story can progress in a certain way. And, you know, there's always a golden route versus a...
silver?
Versus many other different, routes that are considered losing. You know what I mean?
So
it's very video game of them right there.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'm probably never going to do it because I don't have the time. But if I wanted to do that as a YouTube thing, have a choose your own adventure, like have one video, and you know how you can choose different different videos to click on at the end of a video?
Yeah.
Imagine clicking one to get to the next story if you choose one path, or choosing the other video to go another path, and just you have a bunch of YouTube videos that exist.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like, I mean, their YouTube algorithm is set up to kind of do that. You know how they recommend certain videos based on certain things? Like,
well, you can set those up yourself, though.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah. So that's it. Anyways, Netflix wants to do some gaming stuff. Also, I thought this was funny, but a few years ago, Netflix said that they're competing with sleep, and that's their focus right now, is to somehow compete with sleep, right? And then this year, they said they're like a year or two ago, they said that we're competing with Fortnite. That's our main issue. We're not worried about Hulu or, whoever else exists right now. And even today, they're like, we're not worried about HBO or Disney Plus because we're competing with YouTube and TikTok.
They're trying to look at the bigger picture, huh?
I don't know in what way, but if they're trying to compete with TikTok, which is mostly a mobile app, they may be trying to focus on mobile stuff, which is why they want to get gaming into their thing, and that's why they want mobile gaming, maybe? I don't know.
You know, it's funny you say they said they were competing with sleep, because there is a thing that they have now where it's shit to listen to while you're asleep. Like,
they do?
Yeah, it's like a thing. Like, I feel like it's like relaxing thing or meditative sleep or something like that.
Yeah.
They have on Netflix now.
Something about white noise thing or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And interesting, I didn't know that.
I'm like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's hilarious.
So they are battling sleep right now, you know?
And they're in the middle of that war right now. It's funny. But yeah, we'll see what Netflix is. But they're serious about this whole video gaming stuff. And they actually hired some people like from the industry and all that. So look out for some Netflix gaming. And going back to that fandom thing they mentioned too. So they want to like have their own original series, their own IPs, and then make games off of those to keep people on their system. For example, we have Stranger Things, which is a Netflix thing. So maybe we'll get some Stranger Things themed games in the future.
That'd be cool.
Maybe not choose your own adventure, but actual games, though, like things you can click or have a controller for streaming a video game. So, that could be a thing we see in the future.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Other piece of news also concerning Netflix. So they want to, they want to get into the fandom or make the fandom happy, huh? So, AJ, why don't you click that first one there?
This first one, huh?
Let's see how the fans feel about this.
All right. Oh, what the fuck?
It's the first look of Usagi Yojimbo.
That's crazy. He looks weird.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. He looks kind of sleeker than I feel like he looks more ninja than he does samurai.
Samurai, yeah. Well, with his stance, he does for sure.
And with the outfit, too.
He has too much bangs.
Yeah, he got mad bangs.
Yeah. But interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah, so this is a thing. We knew it was a thing, but here we go.
Yeah. I wonder if they will do Ninja Turtle connections or not, because that's where he's like kind of popular from, but yeah. He's his own character, though. He's his own thing.
Yeah, I think they got him in the license, right? Or they asked the creator.
It was
to,
more
like
a crossover type of thing.
Yeah, to like promote both of them.
Yeah.
Also, I do know this show will contain him with a ragtag group of...
Chronicles.
A ragtag group of animal partners and friends. I believe there's going to be a pickpocket, an acrobat, a ninja.
Okay, I
see. And a pet lizard.
Okay, I don't know. Oh.
And so,
No way.
And so I'm kind of thinking that like a ninja, I wonder if their ninja will have any connections to like Splinter and Shredder's clan.
That'd be cool. Usagi, at least his own comic series, it looks like it takes place back in like feudal Japan, back in the day.
Like if they're like some ancestors to like Splinter and Shredder in them. Like, yeah. Maybe the Foot
Clan or the Omoto Clan.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's animal friends. What if it's a turtle? That'd be great.
That'd be crazy.
For some reason, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just headcanoning everything they're talking about. I don't know.
The funny thing is, you bring up that pet lizard thing throughout the comic series. It's just random, like little lizard. It looks like a dinosaur. He's just always in the background somewhere, just doing his thing. He's not really a part of any story. He's just always around. Huh. So the fact he just said lizard pet, like I was like, are they gonna put that little dinosaur creature like in the story somehow too?
I guess so, man.
That's funny. And like a lot of the characters are based off animals. Like there's a rhino dude. There's a tiger. I think there's a tiger who is like a ninja. I think there's a whole tiger clan. Yeah, there's things they could do things with this, so that sounds cool. Based off what little comics I read, sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm interested, and I'm glad to hear that you're okay with the look. Like you don't mind.
I don't hate it. Like yeah, it could have been maybe a tiny bit better, but I don't hate it though. I always thought he looked weird though, like in the comic series, because he has nothing. He has just a big ass forehead in the comic series.
That's true.
So giving him some bangs, as I'm not used to it, but I'm not mad at it. Yeah, I guess it does. But yeah, okay, that's cool then.
All right, AJ, some news for us?
Yeah, so this is a big one that I'm kind of excited for. But Steam, or Valve rather, the creators of Steam, creators of like Portal and like Team Fortress and what's that other
Orange
game? The Orange Box. What was on the Orange Box though? Fucking. We're waiting for our part three of it. What's the name of that game?
I can't remember either. I just remember Portal's one of the games. But anyway, on.
Anyways, you don't have a third game, so I can't remember the name of your game. But they're working on a handheld device that is actually set to release pretty soon. It's called the what's it called? The Steam Deck.
Steam Deck.
Yeah. Not to get confused with a Stream Deck, which I have right here, which I've used to switch our scenes back and forth, which is the joke that everyone's been saying lately. It's like, it's not a Stream Deck, guys. This is a Steam Deck. I think it could have been a better name for sure. Yeah, this is a little handheld device. It's basically a computer. I wonder if I have a better picture of it here somewhere. It has like I was going to get the specs for this. I never got the specs for it. But it's supposed to have a kind of like a GPU, CPU like combination chip, an AMD one. Everyone seems to say that it's pretty decent. Like all the like computer channels I follow have seemed to be saying that this sounds pretty good for what it is. It has the shape of a Switch, so everyone's also been joking around saying, oh, this is the actual Switch Pro right here, since Nintendo announced their new Switch recently, and it wasn't the Switch Pro like everyone wanted. This is what we're getting instead. Other people have been, at least I heard one person complain about the layout of the buttons on there, which I think could work, because the Switch, I cannot hold the Switch for too long without my hand cramping up, with the buttons being as far to the edges and in the middle as they are, and that thing is so, like, thin. There's nothing to grip, and it's just uncomfortable to hold for a long period of time. This thing, though, buttons are a little bit higher, so my thumbs have room to reach and actually, you know, be able to push the buttons and use the stick. It also has some grips onto it too, which should make it more comfortable. It also has these touch pads on there. I think this whole design is based off that Steam controller that I also have, which I liked how that felt. They took that concept for sure there. In addition to that, it has like your normal bumpers and triggers, and it has other like paddles on the bottom too, which gives you a lot of different flexibility for your games. It also runs SteamOS, their own OS, which is Linux based, but they're doing something to it where they add in functionality that it can play Windows based games too, which is cool. It also has three different versions. They're all different price. I think the baseline price is about $400, I believe is what it is, and it goes all the way up to like $700 almost. The lower end version has like its own like small amount of memory. I think it's like 64 gigabytes, I think, or something crazy like that. The later up, higher up versions have an actual M.2 slot, which will give you like 128 gigabytes, which is still pretty good, maybe not enough, but the fact that it's an M.2 slot means that you can take it out and put your own in, and I think they said you are able to do that with one of the mid or higher tier ones, which sounds cool. So yeah, memory storage, that's exactly what I'm just talking about. M.2 sticks. I think it's a tinier M.2 sticks too, but they make those. You can get more in there. And since Steam has their own streaming service type of thing going on, that where you can stream games from your own computer to another device, that might be a way to play games on there too. Just stream it from your computer over your own local area network onto the Steam Deck. That's another way to play it too. So I think this is pretty good. I'm not mad at it at all. I'm kind of excited for it. Other people have been making like jokes like, oh, like no one could get a freaking graphics card for like more than $2,000 right now, right? But this is like $400. Like this is almost the same thing. This is probably better. So, but it sounds pretty good. Oh, also, they said it's basically a computer. You can actually load Windows onto it, or just straight up Linux.
You can browse. Like, yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so it comes like stock Steam OS, which only works with Steam shit, but you can uninstall it and install Windows, they said. Like Steam then, or Valve themselves said you can do that. So,
wow, Valve's pretty good. I mean, that's legit.
Yeah. So this is pretty exciting. I'm kind of down. If I have money in the future, I'm down for one of these. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I'm good. Maybe I don't need it. We'll see. It does have USB ports. One thing I was worried about was like, can I plug in my arcade stick into this and then play my fighting game? Because that's basically what I play, right, on Steam. Mm-hmm. And I think you could do that because there are USB ports on it too. Damn. So that's cool. Also today they announced saying that they have it locked at 30 FPS. No, they have a minimum target of 30 FPS, which is decent. That's good. If that's your minimum, that's awesome. That means you can go beyond 30 FPS frames per second. Also, they say it has about a 2 to 8 hour battery life. They said they can expect players to play 4 hours of Portal 2 running at 720p 60 FPS on that, which is pretty good. Portal 2, 4 hours at like a decent, good, high frame rate and everything. Sounds pretty sick.
That's a good deal.
So it sounds pretty powerful there. So look out for this. I think it comes out sometime next year.
Okay.
Oh, no, late 2021. Never mind, later this year. My bad, guys. Coming soon.
Other news. I guess this news is kind of more with a tinfoil hat theory.
All right.
So.
Oh, is it a?
I heard a rumor.
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not a rumor.
Okay.
It's based on fact. Okay. So, our boy Charlie Cox, does that name ring a bell to you?
It does.
Yeah, that's our boy Daredevil, right?
Yep.
So, he was supposed to show up at Comic-Con, which takes place August 6th and August 7th. Yeah, he canceled that appearance.
Interesting.
Due to last-minute filming scheduling, right? You know, which is that happens all the time.
What is he filming, though?
Good question. You know, I got some theories, of course, right?
Okay.
My theory is because it's happening right now, they're doing reshoots for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh.
Right now. And
okay.
And that's set to be going on till like the 12th.
Okay. Oh, okay. That kind of falls into...
Right?
We're just connecting dots here, guys.
That being said, She-Hulk is about to start shooting.
Oh.
So maybe they're trying to knock out both filmings at the same time.
Oh, right. What's that button at?
Yeah, man. I don't know. This is just... Good memory that you found it with one
of those. I know, right? Both of them.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't... That's nothing... It's all facts, but that doesn't confirm anything. But I'm just like
those are all separate facts.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to make a sandwich here that we can all eat and digest and be happy with.
Damn, good metaphor, AJ. That was a good one.
There's layers to this. Yeah, we're not saying he's actually going to shoot for these, but where else is he going? What else is he shooting?
I mean, he has the most connections to Spider-Man out of the whole MCU, and then like fucking She-Hulk. You know, as a lawyer, is also a lawyer.
Yo, when is has Hawkeye? Is it currently still filming?
No,
are they done? They're done.
They've been done with
so
Hawkeye.
So he's not going to be showing up in Hawkeye then.
No, but we do know that the rumor is Wilson Fisk is showing up in Hawkeye. Yeah. So maybe you know it's all set up to put them back together. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Now, if he comes back, I don't know if it'll even be the same Daredevil from the show. It might be a different universe.
It all freaking depends on how they fucking do this whole multiverse split that's going on with freaking at the end of, you know.
They could easily say that's another universe. You know, that universe that we saw on Netflix. That could be a separate universe, and this is our version of Charlie Cox, you know, our version of Matt Murdock.
Maybe something split off and kind of came back in, and now it's part, I don't know, like, they like, it's an open book right now. They can do whatever.
Yeah.
A variant, says Tai Chi.
And this connects to my other piece of news I have. I mean, it's not really... I mean, I guess it is news because it is... No, it's news. But, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just barely news. But Kevin Feige had came out and said that they just had their meeting between him and all the other Marvel film creators and execs about the rules of the multiverse.
Oh.
And what they're really allowed to do.
Wow, okay, that's cool.
They just got together... And this is
Do we know these rules?
This was last week.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, last week. Yeah, no. They didn't tell us.
They didn't tell the public.
But all of them together, as the writers and directors, all got together and had a little powwow and talked about how this is what the multiverse is going to be.
Yeah.
These are the rules. We're not going to break them.
Yeah.
So that way, everything is going to make sense all across the board.
Yeah. So you could bring in Fox actors and characters from that Fox franchise series, But we, if you bring them in, take them out at the end of your movie because we don't want them spoiling our main, you know, sacred timeline over here.
Probably some shit like that. Right? He's King the Conqueror trying to preserve his timeline. Yeah, you know?
Like, yo, imagine if it was just Kevin Feige right there at the end, open the doors, is Feige sitting there.
And that's why he didn't fuck with Sony, you know? Because they always try to do some other shit with Spider-Man. And he's like, yo, yeah, that's a separate timeline.
What if Feige is the Watcher?
Damn, put in real life. Yeah. What if he's the Watcher that decided to stop watching? Man, I'm going to make it happen. Yeah?
Oh, man. Anyways, that's interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what's funny? In the Spider-Man cartoon.
Think we'll see Molecule Man?
No, you know, I think he's too broken, man. I think he's just too broken to, like...
That's what I'm hoping for. I barely know who he is, but I've heard of him, and he sounds really, like, as you said, broken, so...
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, if they do that, like... They gotta find a way to limit his powers, which they've done that. They've limited Thanos because Thanos is too broken. Like, if they would have done...
Infinity Stones are too broken, but they put, like, a thing on
they
it.
They nerfed them, yeah.
They nerfed them.
They nerfed the whole... They nerfed Thanos, and they nerfed the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah. They nerfed it all because, like, he'd have been too powerful by realistic standards. You know what I mean? Like, they really couldn't have done anything. Like, he could just make them all disappear whenever he wants or, like... Turn them into a jack-in-the-box, you know? Like, you can do whatever he wants.
And he did do that, right?
He did do comics, some shit like that. Yeah, he turned someone into stone. And he does it for a minute in the movies, but he doesn't really follow through with it. In the comics, when he does it, you're stuck like that. Like
you're actually that.
Yeah. So, they're good at nerfing things. So maybe they will do Molecule Man, but I just feel like there's just too much.
Call him Adam Man, you know?
That'd be whack. I just feel like he can do too much for them to bring him in, but we'll see. Because Secret Wars, you know, everyone thinks that's around the corner, and Molecule Man's a big part of Secret Wars.
Oh, okay.
You should really read that, but I know you're not going to read it, so.
I know, yeah.
Anyway, I guess your turn?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Dragon Prince.
Which is
a Netflix series, right? Have you finished watching it?
No. Sorry.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that they were working on a board game, and the creators of Boss Monster, a card game that I play, that I own, they were the ones making this separate game for the Dragon Prince, right?
Oh shit!
Turns out that if you happen to pre-order that, they're giving you some bonuses. I want to bring up the freaking. So if you do pre-order this board game based off the Dragon Prince, you will get cards that work for Boss Monster. Here they are right here. So this is the Boss Monster
special
card
edition thing.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
And it's actually characters from the actual series, which is pretty cool. So there's 8 cards in total, 4 hero cards, 3 epic heroes, and 1 boss card. The boss is... I don't even know his name. The main wizard dude, right? Oh, no, it's not him. Oh, it's the dude in the mirror. What? Okay, that's pretty cool. And then your normal, heroes are Amaya, Callum, Izra, and Rayla, which kind of sucks that they're just normal heroes. While you got the epic hero being Claudia, Soren, and Viren, which, okay, fine. But that sounds pretty cool, though. So if anyone, likes that game... Any of these games, look out for those, I suppose. They're currently not doing pre-orders anymore, guys, so you probably missed your chance, though.
They're already done with the pre-orders?
Yeah, they're done with the pre-orders for that game. I'm not sure if there's any other ways to get these cards other than the pre-orders right now, but, you know, look out for that. But I thought that was pretty cool to kind of talk about real quick, that they can just do that shit.
Okay. Other quick piece of news. AJ, I'm sure you remember a little show called...
Samurai Pizza Cats? No.
I know you remember that. I love that shit. But no, MTV Cribs?
Oh, yes.
It's coming back.
It's coming back?
Yes, sir.
Damn, I didn't even know it left.
They even have a little trailer for it you can watch, a little teaser, you know?
Oh, cool. Oh, but, interesting. I wonder who they're going to be freaking showing houses.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, do we have a list? Maybe for a first season? Anyone they care about?
I have a list of people that you used to do, but I don't know about now. Let's see.
Okay.
The people that used to have, I'm sure you remember, you know, Nick Young, Ashley Simpson, Evan Ross.
Yeah. I want to know who they're doing now. What's the list for the,
series? Oh, no, this might be the new list, because Big Sean's on here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, this is the new list. I think they're just going back to some people.
Oh, here's some people that now, here's our house
now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They downgraded because they're no longer popular.
basically, right? Or they're more balling because they're just quiet and building money now. You know what I mean? Martha Stewart, Nick Young, Nick Tortorella. I don't know who the fuck that is. Snooki from whatever the fuck. What was that? Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
See, motherfuckers. Okay. But apparently they're also going to do, you know, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg. They're going to run over a few, Lil Wayne. Yeah, so yeah, okay. That's pretty cool.
That sounds cool.
They're also going to be showing stuff from the vault, too, of like old shit, you know.
Deleted scenes from previous episodes.
I think it's basically like that. Or flashbacks of old ones that were popular.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, MTV Cribs coming back.
On MTV, or can we stream this shit somewhere?
I'm sure they'll make their own streaming service.
Paramount, it's probably going to be on Paramount, because Paramount is Viacom. I think Viacom owns MTV, or
Viacom does. Yeah, no. I think Viacom does own MTV.
Connecting the dots here.
Damn, that's pretty good, AJ. MTV, which streaming service? I guess it hasn't been
announced. My guess will be Paramount, though.
You're probably right.
If I had to guess.
All right, but yeah, it's coming back. MTV Cribs, be hyped, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I'm not sure how hyped I am, though.
Wait, how much news you got?
I got a couple more. Not too big, though.
Not too many?
Yeah. I got a lot, but they're not, like, big things.
That's
like,
fine.
For example, Pokemon Unite is out. This is a MOBA. Kind of like League of Legends or Heroes of the Storm or Dota. There's a Pokemon version of this now, and it's out. I also heard it's kind of broken, too, because it's free to play. You can play it on mobile. You can play it on a Switch. You can play it on PC, I believe. But there's a, you know, if it's free, that means there's a lot of microtransactions in it, right?
Oh, God.
And people are discovering it's kind of like pay-to-win type of scenarios going on now.
Of course.
Like, if you pay enough money, you might be able to level up enough to just, you know, own shit. And people have put it to the test. And it's like, yeah, if you paid enough to do this one particular thing, then, yeah, you're going to have a big advantage over other people for sure. So it's like that. But I've also heard it's kind of fun, and they're slowly like giving us new Pokemon. There's a list. I wish I brought the list, but they have a list of Pokemon that are usable in the game, and there's a lot of weird ones in there too. Like, wow, why would you choose that one? That's pretty cool. Like, what was one of the weird ones I saw? There's a couple of weird ones. So just think of a weird Pokemon, and it's probably one of the playable ones there. But yeah, Pokemon Unite, check it out. I kind of want to check it out pretty soon.
Okay.
Because I've always wanted to try a MOBA, just to get a feel of what those are. MOBA stands for, I think it stands for Multi Online Battle Arena. Let's see if I see characters. Here we go. These are the characters here. Okay, Pikachu, of course, Gardevoir, Greninja, like a Talonflame, Lucario, Venusaur, Mr. Mime, Alolan, Ninetales, Gengar. Where are them all? Yeah, Snorlax is in there. Oh, yeah, Crustle. Why Crustle out of all Pokemon? That's a weird one to me. But yeah, so anyone interested in MOBAs, check it out. All right. And this dude, like, who the fuck is this? Like, he's a usable one. All right, you got anything else? You want me to go for another one?
Yeah, no, I got one. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, I guess I should say more specifically.
I didn't even switch screens to show you my Pokemon earlier.
As we all know, the TV show has been canceled, you know, the Netflix show that everyone likes. But did you know that TV show had sprung from a comic book first, that it came out in 2017?
I don't doubt it, because I've seen this comic in like the comic book stores before, and I kind of seen like the same feel. Like, I feel like they re-jumped it. So yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, this came from a comic book from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It was wildly popular, and that's why Netflix picked it up, because of that. And so, you know, now that the Netflix show is canceled, the showrunner of the TV show, as well as the writer of the TV show, have both come back together to continue Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the comic book. And this comic book will continue after the show. So this will be your continuation of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch show. So it's almost like, I think they're also almost playing as if the comics and the movie and the shows are like one thing, or the comics was set up for the show. I don't know what it was, but the story will be continuing with this one. And, so you're going to get some more of your story here. And Archie Comics will be involved again. So they're working with their original people they worked with before. The showrunner's name was Roberto Aguirre Sacasa. And the series writer for the book was Robert Hack. Yeah, and they're all getting back together to make this new one.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so...
it's kind of like Avatar, how, like, Last Airbender, you know, their series is done. They have a bunch of comic series to kind of complete the story.
Yeah.
Even though it's not full canon, supposedly, it's still pretty cool. This one sounds like it's going to be actually canon.
Yeah, I think this will be canon unless they greenlight them for more shit at some point. Then it won't be canon all of a sudden, and they'll make a show that will continue it. You know how they do.
But for now, yeah, this is the continuation. So keep your eyes out. This will come out October 13th of this year.
Ooh,
so
just in time for Halloween, guys.
Yep, just in time. So keep your eyes open. There will also be some of the Riverdale writers involved in this as well.
Yeah, Taichi mentioned it's also the Archie comic universe. So they kind of have their own universe, Riverdale, and which is basically Archie himself. And Sabrina, they're all like Archie, so they all kind of have their own universe, and they kind of mention each other in their individual shows. I'm not sure if there's any crossover. I'm hoping for a crossover. Yeah. I'm not sure if that ever happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a thing.
All right. You wanna go?
Yeah. So the Neo, The World Ends With You. Have you traded out yet? Have you checked it out?
Is the second one it's out?
I think it just came out yesterday, I believe.
No, I haven't even touched it. I honestly have to go back to Pokemon Snap. I stopped playing it just because I wanted to play more Splatoon before I go to bed. Like, but man, I need to go back to Snap. But yeah, okay, tell me, Neo World Ends With
Yeah,
You.
Well, before the release, actually, one thing I want to mention is that they kind of fucked up Square Enix.
They
released the game 10 days early. So 2 weeks ago, about... They actually released it on accident because they're giving out codes for people that pre-ordered it, right? You know, for extra bonuses for the game and all that, so for pre-ordering it early. Turns out the code they actually gave out was the actual game code that allows you to download the actual game. So a lot of people got to play the game early. And then they stopped that right away and stopped giving out any type of codes because they just fucked
Obviously,
up so bad.
Yeah,
I guess they couldn't figure out which codes are which anymore. So that happened. But anyways, the game's actually out now. I'm pretty sure it's actually out. And Famitsu gave it a 35 out of 40.
Oh, wow. People like it?
At least Famitsu does.
Oh, shit. So, oh, no. You know what's funny? In my head, I think that's why I wasn't looking at the date. I kind of wrote it out because that remake was so bad.
Mm.
So I just kind of wrote it out in my head like, all right, you know, I'm not playing World
Ends. But it's new, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you telling me that people actually rate it decently is kind of like, oh, shit. Do I need to put this back in my mind, like back into my consciousness of world and gaming and shit? Like, oh man, I'm not excited to do that though.
Someone gave it a 9 out of 10. Someone gave it a 33 out of 40.
Oh shit.
An 8 out of 10. So it's pretty up there for some of the ratings people are giving it.
Oh no. I like the designs too. Oh no.
So yeah, so.
AJ.
Come back to Unfocus to see how T reviews this game. Next time.
I'm gonna have to get on this, bro. I have to get on this. Oh no. Fuck. A New World Ends With You is actually good. Especially, I think it's also because the anime wasn't that good. It kind of turned me off.
Oh, did it? Oh, did you end up seeing it?
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of it. It was all right. Like, wow. It wasn't bad, you know, but I was just like.
Well, you should check it out. Can I check it out and get a feel of the story?
Yeah,
and everything?
For you, that's someone that's blank, I want to know what you think when you watch the anime if it paints the picture that I felt when I played the game. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll go. Where is it at? Where can I watch it?
Hulu has it.
Hulu? Okay. Maybe I'll check that out too. Mm-hmm. Is it like a short series, right?
Yeah, I think it's only 13 episodes.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'd prefer you to watch My Hero Academia, but that's kind of long.
I was gonna
say that My Hero Academia is a short watch, but no, now that so many years have passed, there's actually almost 100 episodes of My Hero Academia.
Damn.
I think, like, no, there's more. There's more than 100 now.
So there's a few seasons out already, then, huh?
Yeah, there's, like, because I think I was first bugging you, like, around season 2. At that time, there was, like, 26 episodes out. I'm like, just watch it. It'll be a quick watch. But I realize I've been saying that for so long that that's not true anymore. Like, it's probably better you waited because now you're going to have all this shit to watch. Yeah. Like, it's dope, too. Anyway, yeah.
Taichi says that Neo and The World Ends With You is not a touchscreen game anymore. It's on PS4 also.
Ooh.
So it's not a touchscreen game. So it's going to be different.
I don't need it to be touchscreen as long as it has that same feel. The thing about that game is you are playing on two different fucking platforms. And you had to think about two different... and your characters operated differently, too.
Yeah.
So you really had to slow yourself down and, like, really think, okay, what am I going to do right now? Because I don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And if I rush this, I'm not going to get anywhere. Like, I have to fucking slow down and try to think about both my characters. Like, something about the way that game made me think and expand my mind was so dope. Like, you really had to look at both screens, like, or look at both things going on and... do different combos depending on who you were, you know?
Yeah, and then I have no clue how this one plays at all. I haven't seen any gameplay, so maybe we should check that out, too.
Yeah, let's look at it. Maybe a YouTube video after we're done with the podcast.
Right? Yeah.
But okay, very cool. I'm excited for this. I can't wait. Other things to talk about. Should we talk real quick? Oh, no, I guess I can say real quick. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that drift hack thing we just saw, man. What the fuck, man? I can't believe it's so easy after all that.
Which is funny, too, because, like, Nintendo has been saying there's no drift for our Switch controllers. Our Joy-Cons don't have drift. Like, they actually really haven't said it. They've mostly just been ignoring.
No, they did say it. They said drift doesn't exist. They said it's not like a real thing. Like I saw them like post one time saying that.
I know they're mostly ignoring it for the most part, like just not mentioning it or saying like, oh, yeah, it's not that big of a deal, even though they're being sued for it currently in the moment right now.
That's probably why they're being sued, because they're saying it doesn't exist.
It is they're not being sued for it not being existing. They're being sued because it is a thing that people have been affected by. So there's a class action lawsuit currently going on right now. So maybe they can't really say anything about it right now. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
And the other thing, too, like when that new Switch was announced last week or a couple weeks ago, they kind of mentioned like, oh, yeah, there's no drift problem. So we didn't, you know, bother fixing anything. It's the same Joy-Con. So everyone's upset like, oh, you guys didn't fucking give us a new Joy-Con to fix your drift. And it was like, there's no drift. What are you talking about? So that's
the
thing.
They want to pay more money to redesign it.
So there's a fix, you know. Obviously, if you've listened to previous episodes on Focus here, we've had our drift issues on our Switches.
Both of us have.
Yes, I've had it once, and I went ahead and replaced the thing into it. And then T also had the issue and got it again, even though I replaced it. So replacing it is not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough to replace it.
No, but apparently there's a small little hack you can do that T showed me.
This was pioneered by VKS. That's the guy's name. We saw it on a different video. But the originator is a YouTube channel called VKS.
Yeah.
And
if you want to know how to do it, pretty much all you got to do is put something at least a millimeter thick just inside the casing, it seems, but right underneath the joystick. That's enough to put pressure up on the stick because no one knows exactly why it drifts. I've heard before that maybe dust gets inside underneath the stick somehow, and where all the sensors are at that detects where you're pushing the stick around, people say, well, maybe there's dust in there and now it can't detect well, and that's why it's drifting. The other theory, like I just saw right now, is that maybe the casing gets a little bit looser, so that connection isn't so good. Maybe that's why dust gets in there. But if you put some pressure on the bottom of it, that might help it. And so far, at least for the last like couple weeks or a week or so that someone's been trying this, it hasn't drifted yet.
Yeah, so they've been good. And it sounds like they've been pushing it too. When we saw the video, he was fucking with it. Yeah. He was doing things that would definitely cause it.
Yeah,
before.
He's putting like hard pressure on the stick. He was like freaking treating it like a fidget spinner. Like, yeah. He's doing weird things with it.
You say he was doing it too while he was doing other things. Like, so throughout the day, he was fucking with it.
Yeah, and just to get it to drift, and it hasn't drifted yet. I haven't watched the full video. I haven't seen like his full review on it. But it sounds like it's going around.
A little millimeter thin shiv right under the casing of the joystick.
Yeah.
Fucking fits in there. Yeah.
So if you have a tool to open it and you have maybe a couple of pieces of paper, that might be enough. That may be all you need. 3D printer, you could probably 3D print something, which is probably something I'll be looking into. But yeah, that's a thing that you can guys do. Go look it up if you're interested.
Okay. One quick piece of news, AJ. So I know I've been bugging you to finish this, but now, and then I'd be like, every time you remind me, like, well, where am I going to watch it? I'm always like, fuck. There's nowhere to watch it. But guess what? August 1st, there's no excuse anymore. The last two seasons of Hunter x Hunter will finally be added to Netflix.
Ooh, exciting.
August 1st.
Netflix. Damn, but I'm canceling my Netflix for next one. No, just kidding.
Do you...
No.
No.
I don't use it enough.
Right? So finally you'll have the last two seasons, which will tell you the ant arc. I recommend you guys restart the ant arc. I think there's only like 15 or 20 episodes you guys have, because they didn't have very much of it at all when you guys got into it. They only had a little bit. I recommend you rewatch it, because everything in it counts and everything in it matters. And I am so hyped that the whole world can finally see that last part. I know a lot of people that loved Hunter x Hunter watching it on Netflix, and they're like, and it just stops.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, there's more. And they're like, well, where can I watch it?
Yep.
And I look, and there's nowhere you can watch it. Like, even Hulu stops only like three or four more episodes after where Netflix stops. So you can get two or three or four more episodes if you want, but that's it.
Yeah, there's only like literally only like a small handful of episodes. And it's. I mean, if you care, it's dubbed. It's subbed. It's not dubbed. Mm-hmm. I was watching it dubbed. So hopefully what Netflix has is dubbed, because that's how I was watching it.
I think they're going to have dual languages. Yeah, they're going to have both.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
all right, cool.
Yeah, so...
So I got more things to do. I got Hero. I got freaking Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I got my other car show coming out next week.
Netflix. Is that the racing one that you guys like, where people from different countries race?
And... No, it was the garage one I was watching the other day.
Oh, okay.
Season 3 for that.
That's right. Okay. But yeah, man, finally, Masters. You and everyone else will get to finish Hunter x Hunter. Look, Tai Chi's finally gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I almost asked you about that last Sunday, Tai Chi, if you're gonna watch Hunter or not. That's funny you brought it up. All right, AJ.
All right, Activision's fucking up, guys.
As always.
As always. So Activision Blizzard apparently is being sued by the state of California.
Ah, I just heard about this today from my lady.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird shit going on. Just a bad, like, culture within, you know, the whole, you know, wherever you call their work area, their workspace. Mm-hmm. bunch of higher-ups are pretty much a bunch of dicks. And
getting drunk and groping women.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly. Sexual assault's going on, people just drinking whenever. They're allowed to drink, too, apparently.
Yeah, they have a policy, which, you know, they're a private company, so they can have whatever policy they want.
Yeah.
And they can drink on the job.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then them drinking on the job means that someone else has to take over the work, so they go ahead and give it to other lower employees or women of the workplace to kind of pick up their slack because they're drunk at work. So it's kind of fucked up. So now, yeah, they're finally being sued for all that type of, you know, sexist, harmful workplace culture thing that's going on. Activision even had the audacity to come out and say, like, you know, like, we're not doing anything bad, but the people who came here to fix our shit, they're the ones like saying bad shit about us. Like, why are you listening? They said some shit like ridiculous to that effect. Oh, it's like,
wow.
Like, why are you saying that they came in there to fix your guys' mistakes?
And,
now you're blaming them. Like,
and I was told that the person involved with the cleanup basically is mm-hmm. a woman. So basically, a woman got forced to fucking fix all the problems that they had caused this whole time, and like.
Wow.
Basically, she's the one taking the slack for what's happening right now.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. That's like, crazy. Exactly, they're continuing the practice. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and they also brought up some other shit, because apparently there was one lady that was working there a few years ago who actually killed herself. She was dating one of one of her supervisors or whatever, and that dude, like, they went on a business trip together, and on that trip, she killed herself because he was out there like showing pictures to other workers of her and all that. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And then Activision had the audacity to be like, yeah, and why are they bringing up this thing that has nothing to do with what's going on right now? Like,
that's exactly part of it. Like, what?
Yeah. So it's bad. It kind of sucks. I don't play I don't play any Activision games, I don't think. Activision does, like, Call of Duty. That's the main thing,
I haven't
really
played Activision games since we were in college. I can't even think of the one we were playing in college. Like,
Tony Hawk, I guess, would be a one that I played back in the day.
So I think
that's, like, the only real Activision game.
I feel like there's a Spider-Man game they made for PlayStation.
Yes, there were some Spider-Mans. But Blizzard, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because Blizzard was bought by Activision. I'm not sure how much the Blizzard part of this is affected.
No, Blizzard, this is happening at Blizzard, too.
Oh, yeah?
I heard it's happening at Blizzard,
Oh, yeah, Taichi said it's more of a Blizzard problem. That sucks.
Yeah, it's more of it's bled into Activision. Because it's almost like Activision bought them, and they're like, hey, we can get away with this. You know?
Oh, I know you guys are doing it like this.
Yeah.
We've been doing it wrong this whole time.
We didn't even think about that.
Yeah. We thought this was off, like, you know, we shouldn't be doing this shit, but you guys are, all right, let's do this. I don't know. That's kind of sucks. So, yeah, I think today they had planned a walkout at the company. And then people, like, over social media were also saying, like, hey, like, don't play any Activision Blizzard games, you know, to support their walkout and all that. I haven't been playing shit in a while anyway, so I guess it worked out.
Yeah, I don't even think I have anything to quit. I don't have anything to quit. Like, I'm good.
But, yeah, so that kind of sucks. So if anyone's hearing stuff, that's kind of what's going on in that.
Yeah, fuck those motherfuckers. All right.
But yeah, they're being sued by California, though, yeah, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're still getting Diablo, too. If anything, we're going to get it faster because they need to make their money back.
That, or maybe that might slow it down. I don't know. Who knows?
No.
Which one? Am I clicking this one?
Yeah, that one. So, AJ, have you ever heard of deepfake?
Yes, I heard a lot about deepfakes.
Have you seen any?
I have not seen any, but I hear stories about it all the time.
Okay. Well, you should definitely look it up on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah.
Because these guys, they always, like, you know, whenever Star Wars specifically does, like, face edits, like, remember when they did, like, Tarkin and Leia and Rogue One?
Wait, before we go into that real quick, but I know what you're talking about, but Tai Chi says, he's asking, are we actually going to be playing Diablo 2 when it comes out based off the current Kershaw? I'm pretty sure.
I told you the other day, I already am trying not to play Diablo because I know what happens to me with Diablo 2.
But also,
but especially now that I know this, now I'm definitely not going to play.
But also consider this though, that like, you know, a bunch of workers also like worked on this game. They need their own support. We can't look at the higher ups and just ban all Activision stuff based off what the higher up, what superiors, what the supervisor managers are doing. You know?
If these guys are working for hourly, they get paid the same anyway. It's not like they get paid commission.
Well, if no one buys a game, then that means that they're going to be out of a job right away.
It's probably better for them. They don't want to work there. Fuck that place.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
All right, well.
But then again, also think about, too, like, let's say that does happen and they go somewhere else. Maybe other companies that see them, like, oh, no, these are one of the Activision guys. You heard about them, right? Let's not hire them. That could be a thing, too. I don't know. So just consider that. Like, don't completely boycott and ban the whole thing because of people who are actually, like, in the right, you know? And we need to do something about the higher-ups. I don't know how to do that, but a way to think about it, which is what else also I've been hearing around too. But anyways, so yeah, deepfakes, they did it in Disney, right? So we have Luke Skywalker, right? Is that a spoiler, guys? Are we okay?
Oh yeah, this is definitely a Mandalorian spoiler. So if anybody has...
Are you saying Mandalorian right now, it made it more of a spoiler.
It doesn't matter. They need to know. don't listen to this. We're talking about these, but
we saw it for Leia, right?
Yeah, for Leia, for Tarkin, Rogue One, and then, you know, other appearances. But, like, they always do a better version of it. And they always put theirs side by side next to the fucking LucasArts ones. Mm. And it always looks better. And they have a YouTube channel, like a whole fucking thing that makes it, you know, it's a big channel.
Yeah.
And all the fans are always like, Lucasfilm, they always show you they do it better than you. Why aren't you hiring these fuckers to do it? You know, like, well, guess what? Lucasfilm finally listened.
Oh.
And there's one in specifically their most famous deepfaker, Shamook. He now works for Lucasfilm.
Ooh.
And he's specifically the senior facial capture artist. So he's all focused on doing these things. And you can see the difference in his work versus their work. Their work on the left, his work on the right. And if you guys know Star Wars or know Mark Hamill's face, you'll know that one on the right is fucking perfect. It looks almost just like him back in the day.
It looks cleaner too, though. Yeah, some way it looks a little cleaner.
Yeah, you're right. It looks smoother. Something real about it. So this guy does amazing work, and now he works for Lucasfilm, so they hired him. And, you know, moral of this news piece is that don't give up on your dreams, man. If you got a skill, fucking put that shit out there, because this guy got fucking hired by Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Because people kept talking shit to Lucasfilm, like, you really not going to hire this fucker? He's doing it better than you guys right now. You know what I mean? Like, don't compete with him. He's better. Like...
That's funny.
I love that they got him in there, though.
But that's cool, yeah, to see that.
And so, he even talked about...
So that means we're going to get more, like, weird, like... I guess hopefully it won't look as weird now, but we're going to get more, like, de-aged people.
I don't know if we'll get more of it, but it'll look better for sure. he was even saying, too, that's why his YouTube feed has been slowing down lately, because he's been secretly working for YouTube.
Ooh.
For Lucas. For Lucas, yeah. So he's like, eventually, you know, more videos will come out, but, you know, just remember his video feed will be slower now, and he won't be putting out as much as he used to. But just know he's getting the big bucks now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Congrats.
All right, AJ?
I got, like, two more here.
Two?
Yeah.
That might be perfect. Let me go again, then. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, shit. I closed my news.
So if anyone remembers, last year... They did a Phase 4 drop where they talked about all the new titles coming to Phase 4.
Yeah.
Aside from Guardians of the Galaxy 3, there was also something else that people overlooked called Guardians of the Galaxy The Christmas Special.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming out this year.
That's this year. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we don't know exactly when.
That was like way later.
No, it's coming out this year. We don't know exactly when, but it will be a short that will come out exclusively on Disney Plus about the Guardians of the Galaxy featuring all of the actors in it.
Cool.
We don't know if Zoe Saldana will be in it.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
Everyone else is casted to be in it. And
Gamora.
Yeah, that's Gamora. But the thing is, James Gunn, it came out this week. Amongst the success of Suicide Squad, I don't know if you heard, but the fucking reviews are crazy. They have 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. And no one will shut up about how good it is. The movie ain't out yet, so the reviews are really good. But amongst that success, I guess he's decided to start talking about Suicide Squad a little bit. And one thing he was saying was... Specifically, he's like, hey, so just so you guys know, the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special is canon, and you have to watch it before Guardians 3. So apparently something important is going to happen in that Christmas special.
So are we going to see Thor, Chris Hemsworth?
I was wondering about that myself. I'm like, I'm assuming the answer is yes, because we won't get Love and Thunder till next year. So we kind of need to know what's up with Thor and them. Maybe, that'd be their best chance to do it.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see what happens. But yeah. I just like that he came out and said that. Like, it is canon. It's because I guess some Christmas specials, you know, are not, like, you don't need to watch them. You know, I feel like it's a reference to the Star Wars Christmas special, which he did say there will be a lot of references to the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I've never seen it, but that sounds funny.
I haven't seen it either because I'm scared to watch it. it's obviously bad.
So just like a one-off type of short movie type of thing is what it's going to be? Mm-hmm. It's not like a series, like episodic or anything like that.
No, it's a one-time short.
All right, interesting.
We also don't know the runtime of it.
Yeah, that was my next question, but I'm pretty sure we don't know it yet.
I mean, standardly a short is about 10 minutes long, but I'm guessing this is Marvel, so this could be a 30-minute short.
Yeah, I would hope for 30. Mm-hmm. Like 10 sounds, I don't know about that. 20 sounds cool, but 30 would be nice. And if you give me a whole like an episode, like a whole like, you know, Disney Plus TV, like 1 hour episode, that'd be cool too.
I'll be happy. I won't be mad about it at all. I won't be mad.
I'm not saying not to do it.
But hopefully our boy Adam Warlock will be involved.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be really cool. Boy, Adam Warlock. I'd love, because, you know, we already saw that he's coming, you know? Still waiting on him.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have kicked Thanos' ass.
That's right.
You know, for all we know.
That's right. We did see that.
Where were those golden fuckers when Thanos was...
Yeah, how come they didn't come through the hell? They don't care. They're all high and mighty and everything.
I mean, half of them had to disappear, too. How come they weren't pissed? Like, yeah, I feel like a few more alien races should have been like...
Maybe some of those people were on Thanos' side. Like, yeah, we need this. And so maybe they didn't care. I don't know. That could be a thing. You know, maybe no one told them, you know? Maybe Strange asked the Guardians, like, yo, who are some people you think want to come? And you're like, how about those gold guys? Nah, they're bitches. They're just dick.
Yeah, they're going to try
we're
to
good.
Us.
Just some Ravagers and we're good.
Yeah, actually, I could see that being a thing for sure. I could definitely see that being a thing. Let's see what else to say about.
Where the no? Oh no, sorry, too soon. Like, there's no Nova Force like group. Like, that's because they're all decimated.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Oh man, I really hope we get a Nova announcement at some point.
Yeah,
like, just to know what's up with that.
Maybe the Christmas special.
Maybe actually that's possible.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
It's not impossible.
Yeah. All right. Other news. Is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Super Nintendo. Remember that?
No. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like,
it's my second favorite game system ever made. Super NES and PS2. No.
So someone made this. Someone made Pokemon, the original Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue that came out on the Game Boy. But onto Super Nintendo cartridges, and they also looks like they added a little port that so you can trade, just like you would with a link cable on your Game Boy. But this is all built into a Super Nintendo cartridge. The way they did this is by modding a Game Boy player. Ever had one of those Game Boy players?
I did. I had the shitty one for 64. I forgot what it was called. But yeah.
That was one. No, there's one for the Super Nintendo. It was the Game Boy player.
I remember the Super Game Boy player. Yeah, I had the 64 version that was whack.
The one that plugged into the back of the transfer or the.
It made some stupid ass music the whole time you're playing. It wasn't Nintendo music. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so someone modded one of those and squeezed it into like a normal size cartridge, and I guess somehow put in Pokemon Red and Blue into that, and then also somehow added a freaking Game Link port on there too, which is kind of crazy. I'm not sure if he's selling them or not, but he did them. They look pretty cool, especially with the red and blue cartridges for each game. And I know it is playable on the system. Oh, they also did like some type of weird mod to help with the frame rate.
That's cool.
Yeah, because apparently that wasn't the best thing with the whole system. So
that makes sense. That'd be awesome.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to go look him up, you see, I guess he's Matthew Mods. He's the internals of a Super Game Boy cart with a clock speed fixed chip and a link port added so you can actually trade Pokemon via link cable and authentic Pokemon boards with new batteries installed. Oh wow, so they actually got an actual cartridge with the new battery installed, and it's actually in there. So it's not like he modded or has a ROM in there or anything like that. It's actually the legit board. That's crazy. And the labels are custom made too. So yeah, look him up if you're interested. I'm not sure if he's selling these or not. But I thought that was pretty cool.
All right. Real quick, we're going to do a quick a quick version of T's toy roundup.
Okay.
Since fucking Will didn't show up today.
Oh yeah, he was talking about showing up today too.
Man, I hit him up. Yeah, he said he wasn't gonna show up today.
Oh, okay.
I was annoyed.
All right.
But okay, so this is something that came out during San Diego Comic Con. A company called Con. Let's see.
Oh no, no way.
Yes. I have three links. Click the first one. No, click the first one. Yeah.
No, I opened them all. But,
oh, you saw them all. Yeah, that's funny.
Just so I can get them all set up because yeah, multiples here.
Okay, so if anyone knows, there's a toy figure store that doesn't do a lot. I think they only do special edition releases that are nice. But first off, you know, have you ever seen this before, AJ?
I've seen this meme, and I saw the episode with it. It's like one of the, it's like in the first season, right? One of the
yeah,
first
it's in the
episodes?
Very first season, yeah.
Yeah.
Wolverine, you know, to establish, Wolverine's a hater, you know? He hates on Scott and Jean. Like, yeah. You know, he loves Jean, but, you know, he's always like, this motherfucker's with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a very iconic thing in pop media in the past few years. There's all kinds of crazy-ass memes of it. Of, you know, Wolverine looking at different things he loves. You know, Steve Jobs, like him missing Stan Lee. Yeah, like, you know, Grand Theft. That's fucking funny.
I don't get that one.
I don't get either. But yeah, anyway, all kinds
of... Is that the day before the pandemic?
Oh, I think it is, yeah.
That's funny. So we're looking at all these pictures of what
yeah, pictures
Wolverine
of Brawley,
is looking at.
Of weed, like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a thing. Apparently this Mondo Shop toy company who only does high-end nice toy figures. So click the third one first. You know, they're saying they got this new Wolverine, this new Wolverine figure, which is very in line with the old classic, you know, X-Men stuff. And like, you know, they have him doing the epic moment from the opening where he's slashing his blade. And like,
that's
for some
cool.
reason, there's like the energy for no reason that's there.
Yeah.
You know, random moments from the cartoon where, you know, he's eating a chicken wing.
He's Morph.
Yeah, because Morph turns into him, you know, with the outfit except for his head one time.
That's cool.
Him without his outfit. And, you know, if you look at the very top, one of the heads is a sad Wolverine.
Yeah.
And it says that's the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Oh.
And there's also a special hand that holds a picture here with the picture of Scott and Jean directly from that episode. And if you look, this is the actual way the figure is sold when it's done for San Diego Comic-Con.
Just like the meme.
Yeah, he's literally positioned in the way with all the little extra pieces in the side, but him on the bed. You can even click at bigger, if you can find a bigger picture of this, there's more of this too. Where you can actually, it comes in a box of him laying there looking at that picture, looking all sad and
no
shit.
Way.
Yeah, that's how it comes, bro. And under that has all the pieces that you're supposed to get.
That's awesome.
Comic-Con only. Comic-Con only. You can't get this out everywhere. And I was like, this is so meta and hilarious that they would even do this.
That's awesome.
I just love it. It's great, man. It's one of the best things I've ever seen from a comic book rendition of something ever. It's so cool and funny. Sad thing is it's already on sale, so it's probably gone.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because it's $200 a piece.
No,
what the fuck?
Gone.
Okay, it's gone. Yeah, it's probably gone.
You can buy it now on eBay for $1,000.
Yeah, if you really want it.
Awesome.
If you're kids and don't know about this rendition of Wolverine, if this looks totally foreign and you don't know what this is, I recommend going on your Disney Plus and watching X-Men the Animated
Series.
Yeah,
just watch those first two episodes so you can get the context. But I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with the meme, though.
At least,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I was familiar with the meme before the episode, and then when I started going back watching X-Men recently, and then I saw it, and it's funnier now.
Now
it's even more funnier.
All right, you have one more. I got two more. You just
I
do
one. More,
you
yeah.
do one, and I'll just lay my last two at the end.
Speaking of Netflix and Pokemon, right? Apparently, Pokemon series reportedly in the works with Netflix.
You motherfucker, I asked you if you had this. And you
oh,
said
you
did didn't.
You say that?
Yes, and
oh.
you said you didn't.
You must have said something
no,
else.
No, I said Pokemon live action show, Netflix, and
oh,
you said
I remember, no. No, I was confused about it. I'm like, I think I do. And I was like trying to figure out, like,
and
what
then you
is
said
it?
You don't.
And then I guess I didn't scroll down enough because this is my last story, so I didn't
you
scroll down
motherfucker.
Far enough.
Motherfucker, it's fine. Go on, tell us more, AJ, since you...
That's pretty much that. They're working on a live-action Pokemon series, supposedly, with Netflix. I didn't read into more, you know, more than that than me.
I mean, there's not really much else to say that except they're doing that.
A live-action Pokemon project from Lucifer's Joe Henderson is said to be in the early stages. Is this, like, Henderson as in... No, that's Jim Henson, never mind. I thought I read Henson. Not Henderson.
Yeah. But yeah, he's in that Lucifer show, which is pretty wildly popular these days.
Okay, so it just is, apparently it could work. It's in its early days of development right now. So it looks like they're just talking about it. I don't think anything's set in stone right now, but it looks like that might be like in talks, you know, because Detective Pikachu was pretty good, right? That looked awesome. So maybe we'll get something similar to that. Maybe in the same city, universe type of thing. I don't know. But I guess look out for that. Well, you know, we'll be on top of it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what kind of live action Pokemon movie? First off, can I just say off my head, I hope they get the people who did the Pokemon movie to do this.
Or some of the people to work in
it. Some of them, yeah. It doesn't have to be the whole team, but yeah. Somebody. Of the art team. Because I really like what they did with that movie. Like,
yeah.
The movie was just okay, but the world they did, the way the Pokemon look, I thought it was good, man. Yeah. I know there was haters about it, but I liked it a lot.
No, I liked it. The only thing I'm hating on is that they reused so many Pokemon so many times. I saw like one too many, like, I don't know, like Snubbles or something like that. There's something specific that I keep seeing, like, why do you keep showing me that Pokemon?
Because they didn't have the budget to do more.
I think so.
It's true. Now, and you know, I get it,
but anyways, yeah, but like look out for that. I don't know.
What would you want from a Pokemon show if it was gonna be a live action show?
Well, like there's no like overall theme, so they can literally do whatever.
I'm not asking what they could do. I'm saying what would you want? As a fan, would you want it to be about Todd taking pictures of Pokemon?
No.
Would you want it to be about fucking Ash Ketchum?
No, I wouldn't want it to be based on any of those series or any of those storylines at all. Like not from the anime. If they can maybe follow one of the actual storylines in one of the games, maybe like Diamond and Pearl or Black and White, because I know people, especially Black and White, people
Pokemon
love that story.
Snap, Todd.
Or just make up a whole new story, a brand new trainer, and just give us a live action version of like what it's like to be 10 years old and get your first Pokemon and like experience the world on your own.
Yeah, you know,
try to become a Pokemon master.
I think what you just said is kind of what I want from it. I want to see somebody camping and fucking traveling with their Pokemon and dealing with the various dangers of that world.
Yeah,
you know, like on top of trying to become a Pokemon master. Like,
yeah, hitting up the gyms. And I would like to see him like hit up, maybe like give us show us Kanto or something like that. But don't do the gyms in the way we know how to do the order, right? Give me a different order, because he's trying something different, because that's a thing you could do.
And you know what?
In the real world, right? Or in the real Pokemon world.
Yeah. Well, dude, and I hope that if they do the cities and shit, like, I hope that they say that the countries are exclusionists. And that's why we don't see Pokemon from Johto and fucking... I want there to be something to explain why we see
it's
so
regions.
Little... No, I'm saying...
You don't see tigers over
no,
here
No, 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 but
US,
that's...
Right?
But we know about them. We can see them in a fucking book.
Oh, yeah, like, I would like to see them, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk like, about them, mention them.
Yeah, no, well, what I'm saying is that either one, mention them, or say that we don't know about other regions' Pokemons because they're closed off.
Oh, wow. Like, that's kind of weird.
Like, well, I mean, it happens.
Well, yeah, but,
explain
it in a certain way. I get you, though.
Yeah. I mean, that does happen. There are countries that are closed off that we don't know shit about.
And then
in
season two, like, oh, they opened their borders to Johto.
Yeah. That's where I was going with it, AJ. Yeah, exactly. Johto opened up to us. We have a trade route now, so now you can go Pokemon train in Johto. Like,
yeah.
I want to either explain it or ignore it and embrace that they're all one thing and that you can, like, go to a museum or a zoo and see these,
or
Pokemon,
like a zoo, that'd be cool.
Or something.
Or like, imagine, like, hey man, I heard like my friend has like, I don't know, what's something from Johto? Give me something from Johto. Something.
Snubbull.
A Snubbull. Okay. Yeah, man. I heard my friend has a Snubbull. You know, you can't get them in Kanto here, right? So if you want to hook up on the Snubbull, man,
that could be a cool
thing.
You know,
like something like that. Like, you know, certain Pokemon are just illegal in that region,
or,
just because.
That's I like
of reasons.
I like that one. Or you have to buy them from Team Rocket. Imagine
Ooh,
to get
yeah,
to get them.
Crazy,
from,
yeah.
Or even better, AJ, imagine this. Imagine if you can only catch those weird ass Pokemon from other regions in the Safari Zone.
Because
Safari Zone is made to keep the weird fucking Pokemon that don't grow here or don't live here. Like, you know?
That'd be cool.
That would make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah. So there'd be ways. Yeah. Netflix, hire us. We're doing this all the time.
We're killing it for you guys. Yeah. We're just chilling, you know? last piece of news, I guess. Okay. The Avengers game has finally put out a new build. Could you Google it? Because I don't have a picture of it. The Avengers game has finally put out a new picture for Thor. Or a new image for Thor. You know, you can change their skins and their styles and shit. And they've put out an MCU version of Thor for the Avengers game.
What's the name of the game, though? There's a certain name for it.
The Avengers. Marvel's The Avengers.
This is Marvel's The Avengers.
Yeah.
MCU skin. Maybe I should look that up.
Yeah. So they have a new skin for him with the MCU, and he looks pretty good.
Is this it?
No.
That looks game like though.
No, that is the game, but no, you have to look up the MCU skin.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the game and MCU skin, that basically looks. That's it. Right, second one. Yeah, it basically looks just like him from Endgame. You know, it's basically Chris Hemsworth with the cape and that metal fucking suit. It's him from Endgame. For the most part. AJ, what's missing?
Is hair?
No.
His belly?
The hair's right. from Infinity War. I'm sorry. I fucked up. I meant Infinity War. I'm sorry. It's basically him from Infinity War. What's missing?
He has a hammer, first off. He doesn't have a Stormbreaker.
Everyone's fucking pissed. Pissed, bro.
Why?
If you Google it and look at the comments, everyone's like, yo, you changed the whole fucking skin and didn't change it to Stormbreaker? Everyone's like, why wouldn't you? There's no Stormbreaker in the game.
Yeah.
And
wait, what? It doesn't matter.
No, it matters, bro. You gave him the whole outfit from Infinity War? Like, I get them on this one because I'm like, if you went through the trouble of making him look like Infinity War, just fucking give him Stormbreaker. Otherwise just don't do it at all.
But maybe Stormbreaker is a different weapon that gives them different properties that they can't put in the game yet because it'll just break the game. So they got to prepare that.
That's
their
fault. They should have changed.
Maybe later on in the game, there'll be new DLC, new area where you can get Stormbreaker. You guys can be happy.
Well, let me tell you.
I honestly don't care.
No, let me tell you. Well, of course, you're not playing the game. Of course, you don't care. But I'll tell you why this is.
I don't even like Stormbreaker.
I'll tell you why this is a problem because it sounds like laziness to me. Because it's easy to change the skin on a character, but to change the skin on the weapon that they're throwing and interacting with the rest of the game.
But it's an axe. It's not a hammer.
It doesn't matter. If they would have just changed the skin, that's enough.
You can't cut off heads with a hammer.
Yeah, but you could easily just change a little bit of how it looks when it's thrown. It's easy. It's an easy fix. Just make it look like it. People get hit and you still see blood. You still see blood splatter. It doesn't matter if it's an axe or a hammer. He's fucking Thor. He's crushing you. Doesn't matter. And you change it. It sounds like laziness because they'd have to change the hammer and how it interacts with all the villains when it hits them and stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
I don't think that's laziness. Man, this is so much programming work that we have to do. It's easy to change the skin and the outfit, but to have a new weapon that does different things. That's going to take some
time.
That's
called laziness, what you just explained right there.
No. I don't think, maybe they want to do it, but it's just going to take a long time to reprogram all that shit. There's enough bugs in that game to deal with already.
That's why I'm
And now they're going to introduce new bugs by having this new item in there.
That's why I'm nobody.
I can see why they didn't want to do it.
Well, nobody's rushing them. No one's on pressure for this game because it's not a top tier game where everyone's where's the next update? It's not one of those games. If it was a game like that,
The reason it's not like that, though, is because of the way those face models look. They look so bad that no one wants to, no one cares about it anymore. I think they put out this skin as soon as they could just because it looks like, it looks like him now, guys. But then they fucked that up, you know? They went ahead too fast and but we forgot something important that people would get upset about. They should have just done one of the older outfits or something like that instead of going straight to
they could have done that too.
The last revision we've seen of him.
That's the same moral of the story I'm trying to make. Why even do this version if you're not going to... That's what I was saying from the beginning. Why even do this version if you weren't going to do Stormbreaker? Besides, even if they didn't want to change it, they could just have him using the hammer side of Stormbreaker and not using the blade side. Same shit.
But then people would be upset. Why can't he turn the axe around?
But they wouldn't be as mad as him not having it. Is good. Yeah, that's pissing people off. You can just see by the comments, really? No Stormbreaker? Just look at it, bro. Just Google it and look at the comments.
I don't
want
to look at it because I don't even care enough to like...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we don't play it, so we don't care like that. But I'm just saying, I get it. I'd be annoyed too. The game is like Destiny. It's just a skin.
The game really sucks, says Tai Chi as well. All right. Well, that's interesting that people find that they complain about anything.
No, but I get that one. I feel them. I'm like, just don't even make this. Like you said, make the old one.
Both people are in the wrong. The fans are stupid for getting upset over this thing, and freaking whoever made it. Is this Activision 2, by the way?
Oh, I think it is.
Or is it Square Enix?
Oh no, Square Enix.
Isn't it Square Enix? Is it? Yeah. Whoever's posting and making the game, they're also in the wrong for like making this outfit out of all possibilities.
I think you're right. I think it's Square Enix. Yeah, I mean, there's so many Thor outfits. I'm like, come on, man. You got the OG Thor, which they don't have yet, like from the comics. Yeah. Given that, like, we wouldn't have said shit. Like,
anyways.
Yeah, man.
Crystal Dynamics, that's right. And Square Enix. Yeah, Crystal, that's right.
All right, yeah, that was Unfocused, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocused week?
You know, preparing for the next Unfocused. No episode next
week. We're always preparing for the next
Unfocused. I won't be in the state for next week, so no show next week.
Damn, no fucking FaceTime?
So I'm going to be...
Damn, okay.
I wouldn't be able to do that because I'll be literally driving in the middle of nowhere, so...
Damn, no FaceTime?
But I'll be playing more, hopefully, Soul Calibur, and everything that I just mentioned in the beginning of the show is pretty much what I'm going to be doing. And maybe, I still want to get Pokemon Snap. I haven't gotten it yet.
Hey, can I make a new nerd recommendation for you and Carla?
Hmm.
You guys should use Audible and listen to the book Hyperion on your drive.
Oh, let her know.
I think we'll see. Or Dune, since you're never going to read Dune, and I think Carla's probably too busy to read Dune. You guys should listen to the audiobook of Dune. That's just good. You'll fucking trip out.
One thing I do want to maybe do is go maybe pick up some new Sonic comics. I'm pretty sure I might have a couple waiting there because I haven't been in a while. And then also maybe start watching My Hero or what's the other one that said? The World Ends With You, the anime, right? Maybe watch that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just to see what it's like. Maybe start doing one of those for sure. Maybe try to like look into constructing a green Impaledramon deck with this green starter that I have because a lot of pieces are in there.
All right. For me, I want to try to get back on Pokemon Snap because I really do like it. I just haven't gotten around to like them. I do like them. I started this movie that was great on Netflix called Blood Red Sky. Oh my god, it's so good. I didn't finish it. I started today and now I got like an hour left or like 40 minutes left. Damn, that movie's good, man. I highly recommend that shit. I also want to try to get around to Masters of the Universe, that new He-Man show that's on Netflix.
I've been seeing action figures for it all over the place. Well, not all over the place. Every time I walk in Target, see some there.
Yeah, that's why they're going to get a season 2 because of the toys, for sure. But in my opinion.
I tell you, they did it back in the day.
Yeah, man. It hasn't died yet. Other things. What else am I going to do? I might try to do a little training in Soul Calibur so I can switch up my game. I was trying to go all Cassie, but I ended up switching up Taki, and that was fucking everyone up. I was like, okay. But
yeah, I've been able to go full Sungmina. Don't do that well, but, you know.
Yeah. So I kind of want to get my Cassie game up some more, too. What else? I think that's about it, man. Superman and Lois. That show's really good. I want to watch more of that fucking show. It's really good. I'm on episode 4, I think. That's a new show they have on CW, but it's not like a shitty CW show. It's actually done really well. Like, I like it a lot. And it's real hard for people to get Superman right, but that show got Superman right. Way better than the movies. That's about it.
Okay.
I'm focused.
Yeah, I'm focused. We're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Discord. Go to collision28.com and there's a Discord link there. That's something else I gotta do, working on a website.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!